Friday, November 15th, 2019. I am your host, Alex Jones. And as I predicted for weeks, and as I definitively said yesterday, Roger Stone would be found guilty on all counts. He faces 50 years, ladies and gentlemen, for thought crime. Ladies and gentlemen, he was completely and totally railroaded. There is a good shot, if they don't take him into custody, the hearing is still ongoing right now, that he will be on the broadcast today. They have let him know that if he does speak out against it, the judge will throw the book at him even harder. But it's up to Roger what he's going to do. We are getting some of the reporters on the broadcast that were there and witnessed it. But I want to explain something. This is ongoing. The judge, we've confirmed, has allowed Antifa operatives, that's who works for Soros, to have wireless mics in the courtroom transmitting out. They allow protesters against Stone, but no one who's pro-Stone on the grounds. They gave power to Right Wing Watch that owns a big inflatable rat. The courthouse plugged it in and has it right there at the entrance. There has never been a railroading like this. And remember, we exposed that there was a juror, it was a high-level Obama official. We got the name right. And her husband was on the Mueller probe. When we exposed it, they called for our arrest. It was totally legal what we did. But the judge removed her off of the jury. But again, they allowed people when Roger would walk in every day to hold up lock him up signs and throw little plastic Russian flags at him. This is the show trial, ladies and gentlemen, and this is the model of what they want nationwide. Now, we know who was on that jury, and it's legal and lawful, and in the next few days, we're going to be exposing it. CIA operatives, Democrat Party operatives, people that work for Clinton, Obama, high level, not just this one woman. The first that it came out in that hearing was selected as the first juror. The judge was telling everybody, you don't talk about who these people are. Just like you don't talk about who the whistleblower is, Eric Saramala, so that you wouldn't find out he was a political operative involved with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. This is the tyranny, and this is a warm-up for President Trump. And President Trump hasn't gotten Assange out of jail. He could when he told Assange to release the WikiLeaks. That's a big black mark on the president. And if he doesn't pardon Roger Stone, well, then, I mean, I got to tell you, no matter how many good things Trump does, doing this to Assange and letting Stone hang out to dry, if he does this, I just don't know what I'm going to do. We need to call the White House right now, 202-456-1414, and tell President Trump to pardon him. Don't let them get their hands on him. They'll put him in solitary confinement. God knows they'll do to his food. These people mean business, and they mean to kill him. 202-456-1414, 202-456-1414. And this is Roger's wish. Obviously, I've been talking to him, and he said only by the grace of God, by a miracle, would he not be railroaded. This thing's totally staged, facing 50 years in jail for getting Trump elected for thought crime. The live feed of the show is posted at InfoWars.com with the headline that he's been convicted, faces 50 years for thought crime. Please share that link. Fight back. This is 1776 Part 2. A lot of patriots went to prison back then. This country was paid for in blood. I've made a lot of predictions that have come true, but I'm here to tell you most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever.
I looked into those eyes.
broadcasting worldwide on this dark Friday, November 15th, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I didn't go out on a limb yesterday when I went ahead and gave out the White House switchboard number and said, call. They built a railroad track right out of that so-called federal courthouse with that Obama appointee judge that let Hillary off on the Benghazi crimes and the stand down. And they're railroading him straight into prison. Ladies and gentlemen, he faces 50 years. And I'm making a prediction here. I've actually looked at the seven charges. And the judge, I believe, can twist it. She may give him more than 50. Because these monsters want you to know they'll put you in prison if you stand up for America. He is a modern thought criminal who has done nothing. President Trump told Julian Assange, release the WikiLeaks. He did. And I'm not in a cult. I like Trump way more than Hillary, and I think he's done a lot of good things, but I got to tell you. I don't know what I'm going to do if Trump doesn't pardon Stone, his 40-plus year wingman. These guys have dated the same women, whole nine yards. And if Trump follows his penchant for hanging people out to dry that got him elected, I don't know what I'm going to do. I know Roger Stone really well, and the truth is he is a softy, an artist, very liberal in many ways, but he loves America. Genuinely, he does love God as well. We've prayed at dinner years ago. He got a tear in his eye. But that's not the Stone they put out. They call him this villain, this guy. He would always caution me on stuff we were doing, and I wasn't doing anything immoral. He was always being very careful on the facts. He was effective for Trump, and he advised Trump through the campaign and for at least the first year, and they knew they were having almost daily phone conversations because Trump was tapped. We exposed all that. And I was giving Stone advice. She agreed with a lot of it. It was going right to the president. Why do you think they got so obsessed with InfoWars and Alex Jones? Because we literally were in the White House via our information. It was the InfoWars presidency. And that's why they're trying to destroy me. With all the things you've seen, the planted child porn, all of it, the headlines that I wear swastika shoes, you know, that I'm running around trying to have gay sex with people, all of this is how they're trying to take us down. They do opposition research. They make up crap. They try to figure out how do we make right-wing Christians not support somebody. And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I talked to Stone, and he said, only by the grace of God and a miracle are they not going to convict me. And I said, give me the specifics. And he says, if I say anything, when they convict me, they're going to put me under the jail. And he goes, obviously, they're going to give me Manafort treatment, solitary confinement. And he's not stupid. They're going to jack his food. It's what they do. Hell, they may break his frickin' neck in there, man. And they may hear him screaming and begging for his life like Epstein. And he'll just tell you he fell down. These crooks still run the system. So it's a death sentence for getting Trump elected if he goes into their damn custody. Now, Manafort's different. He did run scams with the Bidens, with everybody, and didn't pay taxes. They all do it, but they burned him for what they all do. Stone hadn't done a damn thing. Except get Trump elected. And these monsters are going to use this as the beta test with their jurisdictions to go after everybody and try to put them in prison. Where I live in Travis County, tried to put Rick Perry in jail for no reason. Put Tom DeLay in jail till he got it out on appeal. People say, why do you live here? Well, literally, my ancestors founded the stinking city. But I probably will leave if I can get the money to move the studios. Damn right I'm leaving. The point is that D.C., San Francisco's run by the red diaper doper baby, son of the weatherman, that blew up police stations. And if you live in one of their jurisdictions, you're going to pay for people's abortions and their sex changes, and they're going to throw your ass in prison. Because that's who they are, and they mean business. He didn't live in D.C. They appointed him there from Florida, sent him there to be destroyed. You notice that witch had her minions calling for my arrest when I pointed out they were rigging the jury. And by the way, I've talked to reporters that were there. There were other people that worked for Obama and Hillary, high level, famous people, CIA, all of them. And they went in there and they hung his ass. One old woman was going to vote to have him be found not guilty. She fell down in the hall and pool of blood's all we know. They put an alternate juror on. So they've got all their lies riding on this, that somebody go to jail. Not the 13 indicted Russian bots, not all this other made-up leprechaun crap, but Roger Stone. They wanted to arrest Don Jr. Remember that? They wanted to arrest Don Jr. because he told you who the stinking CIA liar was, Eric Saramala. Now, everybody's saying, oh, it is right. We need to be journalists. Politico says, it's true. You're supposed to name them. We've got to call their bluff. They think they can intimidate all of us. I don't think they can. I think America isn't made up of wimps. I think you've been asleep. I think that's why we've allowed the corruption to grow. Now, here's the number, the switchboard. It's Roger's wish. He said to me, plan B, when they convict me, all seven counts, will be Free Roger Stone. And he sent me the image. Let's pull that Free Roger Stone up if we can in a moment. That was from Roger. 202-456-1414. This is Roger's wish to you. He asked you pray for him, and he asked you call the president. He's a man of his word. They want to put him in that prison. They want to torture him till he lies about the president. So the president would be politically insane not to get him out. He's innocent. Plus, everyone knows these are show trials. Everyone knows that the impeachment's totally phony. That's exploded. The wheels flew off of that. They didn't just fall off. They blew out and just flew off. Like Michael Hastings' car when it blew up and shot the engine 300 yards down the street with a huge bomb in it. And they told you, oh, nothing to see here. Move along. These aren't the droids you're looking for. So David Knight still has a Twitter. He put that out yesterday morning on his Twitter. We'll put it up on screen for you. I think it's @libertarian. And you can retweet it there if you feel like doing that. Paul Watson's scheduled to be joining us as well, but there it is. Our reporters observing the Roger Stone trial expect a quick verdict from a rigged jury that begins deliberations this morning. Join me live this morning for an update of the travesty of the other political show trial. Free Roger Stone. I'm going to ask Paul to retweet that when he joins us. They'll probably ban him for daring to stand up and say free somebody. But that's what's going on here. That's what's happening. And the press is in trouble. America's in trouble. And President Trump has not stood up to the racketeering and the attack on the press, the independent press. He's not stood up to the organized racketeering of big tech coming after even members of Congress and blocking them. And I know it feels great to say, oh, Trump's wonderful. And, you know, everything they do against him doesn't stick because it's made up. Great. What about us? What about the president protecting the American people? Are they going to come indict me, have another rigged jury, and then Trump just sits there and plays golf and talks about how he's a stable genius? You remember what happened that night? We ought to find the clip. 2 a.m. when Trump came out. And Hillary wouldn't even concede. She was drunk, collapsed. I looked at Roger live on air and I said, you get ready, they're coming after us. He goes, we'll have Trump, we'll have the president. I said, buddy, you better get ready. They're going to put us in prison or kill us. On TV, I told him. The next day, I talked in that parking lot. I got him by the arm and I said, buddy, guard yourself for true. Stay with us. We're in attack formation.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
About a month ago, President Trump announced that he was going to move his domicile from New York City to Florida, where he's always said he planned to retire to. And the left got so excited. They said, oh, he's about to resign and leave instead of facing impeachment, and he's running to Florida. Well, now we know why the president did that. He knew the leftist-controlled appeals courts were going to say that he had to give up his tax returns so they can pore over them and harass every business partner he's got. They want to terrorize people that he's worked with. And by moving his domicile from New York to Florida, that gets around the New York law they passed to get his tax returns that are supposed to be private. So all those people out there holding their breath for the president to resign, in his words, we're kicking the deep state's ass, and he's never going to resign. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, Infowars.com, and Band.video, and that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever. And then if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at Infowars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Fell apart. Oh, we were drinking champagne on election night, 2016. I could feel the disturbance. And I knew we'd sucker punched them. And I knew they were going to strike back. Every time I had a chance to talk to Trump, I told him, you're surrounded by spies. You're being spied on. The deep state's going to move against you. Fire everyone from the establishment. Don't believe the people that try to bring in establishment operatives. When they pledge allegiance to you, you've got to bring people in from the mid-level, the low-level, and from the military, and from the professions like doctors and others. I said, bring Rand Paul in. I got Trump harping constantly to seal the breach with Rand Paul. I talked to Ron Paul off air and pushed that as well. I'm not bragging. What Trump needs is people from outside the swamp to bring him common sense. Roger Stone got Trump elected. The listeners of this show got Trump elected. Matt Drudge got Trump elected. The truth got Trump elected. And I love Trump. But I'm here to tell you, like I said on yesterday's show, I said, we don't need tweets from President Trump about this. We need action. We don't need a couple tweets from President Trump saying this is a miscarriage of justice and then nothing. We need action from President Trump so that this collection of criminals that thinks they're invincible can't continue to just intimidate everybody. You know, I looked it up a few days ago, and I couldn't find any examples of open hearings in Congress, and particularly any impeachment hearings that have ever happened, where the other party out of power can't ask questions of the so-called witnesses. But you never seen stuff like what's happening to Stone either. This is new. This is called tyranny. And Trump is able to withstand this, but he's the only one. Does he expect his supporters and media to withstand it? Because they'll put people in your operation. They'll try to break up your family. They'll try to take your children. They'll try to plant drugs on you. They'll plant child porn on you. Letting these criminals keep operating at this level and plant fake Russia stuff on the president is a danger to everybody. But Trump watches Fox News. Mainly. They've gotten successful at keeping most of InfoWars and Roger Stone away from him. It's incredible. Such a travesty of justice. And you've seen Chris Wallace and all the rest of them up there praising the testimonies where the people say, I heard third party Trump did this. And now we learn there is no whistleblower because they all just made it up. Eric Saramala was just the guy that if they had to would say he heard it. Turns out he wasn't even in the room. Roger Stone found guilty of lying about 2016 leaks. But he didn't even do that. But what does Trump say in his tweet? Maybe Stone can eat this in prison. Need to pardon him. You pardoned Arpaio. We got that to you. Trump didn't even know about it when we got it to him. You heard Arpaio come on and say, no, Roger Stone, Alex Jones got to Trump. Yeah. Last time I got to talk to Trump was like a year and a half ago. And I'm like, listen, you know they're putting the sheriff in prison. What? I didn't hear that. What do you mean? He had a trial? No, no, the judge is doing it. Well, the judge can't do that. Yes, Mr. President, we need you to pardon him. They're coming after him because he released documents showing you were being spied on. They got from the DEA. We released the original NSA documents. Wait, wait, how do you know about that? How do I know about it? I was telling you about it a year ago. Well, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm like, listen, I don't need you to tell me how great I am. They take you out. They're going to get me next. I need you to go after them. You think they like me on the phone with him saying that with all those damn traitors are listening? This is what Roger Stone gets. So they now convict Roger Stone of lying and want to jail him for many years to come. Well, what about Crooked Hillary, Comey, Strzok, Page, McCabe, Brennan, Clapper, Shipney, Schiff, Orr, and Steele? And it goes on. All the others, including even Mueller himself. Didn't they lie? But Trump... Stone didn't even do anything. He did have a few contacts that talked to Assange. Assange was talking to everybody back then. He was the darling back then. Didn't know how much danger he was in that embassy then. It was when he had the run of the embassy. He wasn't in solitary confinement there yet. As soon as Hillary lost, he was. I called him Hillary's butt plug on air because he wouldn't give us any of the intel. He wouldn't talk to us. He wouldn't do anything but say, talk to my hand. And then he would say, but this is going to be damning to Hillary. Everybody knew that. So Stone would hype it up. So when it came out, it would hurt him. And now he faces 50 years in prison, ladies and gentlemen, when his only crime is, yeah, the guy could run marathons. He was a bodybuilder. But, I don't think Roger Stone's a tough guy. Roger Stone is a liberal that loves America, not a leftist. And now, ladies and gentlemen, he is a political prisoner and is the test case for everything these people want to do to all of us. Trump's already under this show trial where they can't even question the stupid witnesses in round two. But don't worry, there's another round in the Intelligence Committee where it's not even supposed to be that's coming up next. DrudgeReport.com is top link to us. There is a very good chance we're going to be getting Stone on if they haven't taken him into custody. I'm told the hearing is still ongoing. Sentencing will be later, but are they going to let him even out? I know I'm going to be able to get his wife and his pastor on. That was his request. I didn't even give those to the producer. During the next break, I'll give you those. And we're going to get those folks here on the show today. But this is just an amazing time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not afraid of these globalists. I'm pissed that America has become so cowardly or spectatorish that we're kind of just watching this happen to Stone and watching this happen to his supporters and watching this happen to InfoWars. I know our audience of activists loves InfoWars and supports us and gets the word out, but if I spent time getting into all the dirty tricks they've engaged in, and now the left walks up to me anytime on the street and goes, "I'm glad you don't have your kids." And I go, "Oh, like Epstein, he likes to get people's kids." And they go, "Ooh, there's video of this." And I go, "Guess what, jerk? I got them full time." But they tried to take them. And more than 50 members of the media sat there and ran lies to feed it back to the jury, hoping they'd take my kids away. These people are unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. They're terrorists. And giving into them, appeasing them, only makes it worse. We have to stop feeding the pirate. We have to stop paying the bounty. But if the chief executive, after all he's been through and after all he's seen, won't move decisively, and if Barr won't move decisively, and if they won't take action, what the hell are we supposed to do? As the American people, please call the White House and tell the president it's time to pardon Stone now. He's done nothing wrong. Don't send out a tweet about, "Well, if he lied, everybody else lied, let him go." No, he's innocent. He's being targeted because he supported you. You've got the power to free him. Do it, Trump. 202-456-1414. 202-456-1414. I'm going to be here until they take me down or until we beat them. I'm going to keep coming back for more. I'm not taking it lying down. I'm fighting back, and so's our audience. Stay with us. Paul Watson's coming up.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, "We're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles." And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, nine others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Sitting here at about 10 a.m., an hour before we went live, and I had my baseball cap sitting next to me, and it says 1776 on it. Yes, it's an InfoWars store. Nice designer hat, made in 1776. 1776 is on the front. It's a brand I came out with about 7 years ago. Little hat I designed. But I don't usually wear it on air. I just wear it when I'm out. And I thought, when they convict Stone today, probably when I'm on air, I'm going to wear that 1776 hat. And right before I went live, I said, hey, I left it in my bathroom. Will you get my 1776 hat? And right as they walked in and handed it to me, they go, Roger Stone convicted. Now, that's not some psychic event. That's like watching somebody in a bullfight get run over by the bull and the bull's horn go right through the matador's heart and blood spray everywhere. That dude's going to die. And we watched this entire rigging and this entire show trial and everything that happened. And now the big issue is Trump going to hang Stone out to dry like he's done Assange? Because let me tell you. You don't need to be a politico or a rocket scientist to know whose noose is next. And I got to tell you, Trump's tweet really upsets me. So they now convict Roger Stone of lying and want to jail him for many years to come. Wait, what about Crooked Hillary, Comey, Strzok, Page, McCabe, Brennan, Clapper, Shifty Schiff, or it goes on. And all the others, including Mueller himself, didn't they lie? But Stone didn't lie. He didn't do anything. So now I guess Stone, facing 50 years in jail at the hands of this show trial, this nightmare, snorting, laughing, cackling, wicked witch, Jackson, who covered up for Hillary on Benghazi, I guess he can, like, maybe eat this in prison. And I'm not trying to attack Trump. I've been defending Trump, and Trump's done a great job on many fronts. But when it comes to taking action against the deep state and prosecuting him, we've seen nothing except Avenatti. And that's because he wasn't really on the inside of anything and was out on his own doing little criminal operations. And they just let him run with it and see what he could do. Now, I had Paul Watson coming on to talk about big victories in Europe, huge awakenings against the globalists, very exciting things. He just traveled to the big National Sovereignty Day of Poland, which has been called white supremacist. Nations even existing is evil now. We're going to get to that next segment, but I wanted him to respond to this. Then I'll open the phones up at the start of the next hour. Then Larry Nichols, who is the consummate Clinton insider, he's got big intel on Adam Schiff and Ed Buck and the satanic rituals that went on there that have been reported in the diaries of some of these dead guys about the rituals and the things that went on there. Aleister Crowley type stuff. So that's bottom of the next hour. And Nick Begich always hosts the fourth hour on Friday, but I may co-host with him and take more of your calls because obviously this is, we're going to be taking calls throughout this evening into Firepower that ends at 9 o'clock tonight. And I'll be up here. I will be up here. I've already got the crew set up, everything. I'm going to be up here all tomorrow, already working on things going into 2020. There's so much happening. The only way we're here is your word of mouth getting around the censors, which is amazing, and buying products. So I was going to, before Paul ever came on, talk about DNA Force Plus that's back in stock with the CoQ10 and the PQQ and more. And so I pulled a bunch of the research on it. I was going to do a whole segment on it. It's our flagship product that I never really talk about properly. And now this all happens, so I'm not going to have time to get to it now. But here's the folder of research of just this morning that I printed off. Mainline science, Nobel Prizes. About CoQ10 and PQQ. It regrows mitochondria in the brain cells that nothing else can do. So your damaged brain cells, 50% of people have massive damage in the mitochondria in the brain cells. I mean, the Alzheimer's, everything. They will not tell you about this, though. And it's all here. So 50% off, it's the one thing everybody should give themselves. Anybody above 40 should be on it. But young people should take it as well. Because it has the PQQ, the CoQ10, and then it's got all of the other things known as the Fountain of Youth by the Japanese, the Reishi Mushroom, the Astragalus Root, the other documented systems that all work together in synergy. And you get little bitty bottles of PQQ or CoQ10 for $40, $50, $60 that aren't even as strong or aren't from an organic source like these are. Think about that. This similar formulas are sold for $300, $400 at medical clinics, not as prescription, but by the doctors. They're called clinical class. That's what this is. Because people, they want to mark these up four, five, six, seven times like the industry does. Well, people aren't going to buy that at a Whole Foods. But if the doctor does it, they'll get it from them. Because the stuff does cost so much that when you're dealing with $50, $60 of product in something, well, you got to sell it for $200, $300 for all your marketing and your legal and your bills and your development and manufacturing. I signed a big 2-year contract on this to get even more of it. So instead of paying $50 a bottle, we're paying $30-something a bottle. And so you can get it for $70-something discounted right now. Nobody gives you this product at this quality for that price. $74.98 right now. It's our most expensive product. And it's absolutely amazing. I take one pill every night when you go to bed. It's the best way to do it. And if you're really, you know, older and got issues, take a lot of it and see what happens. It's documented to regrow nerves. It's documented to create new mitochondria. It makes the telomeres last longer. Doesn't grow them, makes them last longer. Half full, half empty. It's the same thing. The carburetor makes the gas go longer. It doesn't make the gas tank bigger. It just makes the gas go further. But it's the same thing. So DNA Force Plus, get it today and fund the InfoWar, a total 360 win. Okay, going to Paul Watson. Paul, this Roger Stone situation, I could be bashing the corrupt court. I could be bashing the leftists, the kangarooing, the Democrat operatives on the jury. All of that's important, but now it's all about Trump. Do you agree with me on that, and what do you think should happen?
Well, obviously, Roger Stone should be pardoned, Alex, but this is just par for the course. Every major player who helped get Trump elected has been punished in one way or another, whether that be through vicious character demonization, smears and cancel culture, whether it be through trying to sue people into oblivion like they've done with you, or whether it be by literally imprisoning people. And as you said, this is basically it. Roger Stone is what, in his 60s at this point?
He's almost 70. 20,
yeah, he faces at least 20 years in prison. He's dead. If he goes away, he's dead. That's basically the point. They literally want you dead. you know, it was an all Democrat Washington DC jury. It was a never Trump judge. It was a completely rigged trial. The media was against him from the start. The media was tipped off before the raid and they tried to cover that up. So what did you expect to happen? What's happening now in the aftermath, Alex, is not only are people all over Twitter celebrating his death, basically, because that's what will happen. Even on Fox News, Chris Wallace and Brett Baer, when this conviction was announced on all seven counts, started laughing and cracking jokes about Stone's Nixon tattoo. So that tells you who's in control of Fox News right now. But yeah, absolutely disgusting. And will we see the pardon? Will we see Trump actually follow through on something that he said? This is going to antagonize the base if he doesn't, but you know, he's let us down before. Hopefully he can step up to the plate now.
Well, there's also this whole cult out there saying we shouldn't criticize Trump and demand what he said he would do. That we're undermining Trump. No, we're not. We got Trump elected, damn it. And I'm not going to sit here and see my innocent friends sent to a damn prison by these criminals. I mean, I'm getting pissed, man. I want him pardoned now. He didn't do anything. And let me tell these leftists and globalists something. You think you're invincible, all the crimes you're committing? This universe has a way of exacting justice. And everybody's waking up from this crap. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and Watson's got his great site, Summit.News. Whatever you do, don't spread them, because Judge Jackson's God. Bow to her and her flying monkeys. I've made a lot of predictions that have come true, but I'm here to tell you, most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times, I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about Newswars.com, Infowars.com, and Band.Video. And that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever. And that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at Infowars.com/show and Band.Video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. Roger Stone found guilty on all seven kangaroo counts, being railroaded right into federal prison for the crime of getting Trump elected, and for trying to be a journalist and get WikiLeaks like everybody else was doing. Disgusting. Fox News, never Trumpers joke and laugh about Roger Stone after court verdict could land him with life in prison. And I had Steve Pachenik, who used to run the overthrow of governments on and actual assassination teams in the whole nine yards. He said everyone's waiting for Trump to take action against the deep state. But by not doing it, he hangs all of us out to dry because we're big boys and can take it with the lawsuits and the threats and the dirty tricks and the infiltrations and the surveillance and the attacks and the bank accounts being taken. And now the NRA is losing its bank accounts and merchant accounts. And now millions of conservatives are being harassed online and having their rights taken. We need Congress and President Trump to act. I could talk about this evil court all day. But let me tell you, the sickening thing is Chris Wallace going, oh, incredible testimony. That guy had a voice like Edward R. Murrow, damning Trump's in so much trouble. And then it was just a repeat of everything we heard, that Trump did nothing wrong. And Trump's like, oh, look, I'm winning. They sound like idiots. No, they got a bunch of morons that believe it, Trump. So the answer is 1776 in information warfare and getting aggressive before things really commence in physical 1776. Paul Watson brought it up. From Summit.News, here it is, GatewayPundit.com. Here's the video.
Set up this impeachment inquiry as we look live inside the hearing, unless Chris Wallace has any more tattoo news.
Let me just say, somebody sent me a picture of it. If you Google it, you'll be able to see it. As Judge Starr said, it's a very good likeness of Richard Nixon that is there right in the center of Roger Stone's back.
We'll try to get that.
Okay. So in any case, moving forward.
But it is I'm not a crook. It's not that one.
No. There are no raised fingers like this. I think the real key to this afternoon, and this is obviously with the Stone conviction and the testimony, the powerful testimony of Marie Yovanovitch today.
And then he goes on to say Trump screwed a ambassador that he fired who wasn't even around when the supposed phone call happened. It's just insane. It's Trump's inaction and Barr's inaction and the IG not releasing this damn report. It's allowing all this persecution to go on, Paul Watson.
Well, you have to remember, Alex, as well, the whole premise of this collusion with WikiLeaks and, you know, by proxy collusion with Russia, they never proved that Russia was the source of the WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks always denied it. That was just like received wisdom that suddenly became fact. It was never proven whatsoever. Basically, Stone just exaggerated some tips that he got. He never lied about anything because he was never in direct contact with the WikiLeaks. So the entire premise that this is Russian collusion is completely ridiculous. You also have Stone telling people, and I don't know what he said to you if you've spoken to him about this, but now he fears that he's going to be Epsteined in jail, and it's not enough that they're going to put him away for, you know, 20 years plus. Now he fears that he's going to be killed in jail. So I think we need to get a story.
Yes, that's exactly what he told me two nights ago. And he said, you know, just it's a miracle The jury is seething in hate, virtue signaling, just literally going, just like shake. I mean, it's all just a big party, and there's all these CIA and Clinton people and Obama people laughing, and the judge is laughing, and they've got a blown up rat outside. They let people scream at him and go, "You're a crook. You're going to jail. Lock him up." But no one's allowed to support him. The police will arrest you. It's all a giant show trial. Hell, the judge should be throwing tomatoes at him and have him in there in the stocks. There's Cassandra Fairbanks. Let's get her on, because a bunch of these guys said they'd come on, but they're still in the courtroom. Who knows if they'll even, guys, keep checking it to see if they're even going to let him leave before his sentencing that'll come up in a few days, a few weeks. Let's put Cassandra Fairbanks back up, please. I saw Roger Stone a couple of nights ago, and he told me he's scared they're going to Epstein him. Yes, I can't say that I think his fear is unfounded. Absolutely. So listen, guys, call Fairbanks too. Call Biggs. Call Jacob Engels. Call them all. I know they're probably still in the courtroom, but I need them on immediately. And that'll be breaking news. Here's to actually hear what happened in there versus people like Chris Wallace celebrating. I mean, you see him. They are acting like they just won the Super Bowl over this, not caring about jurisprudence, not caring about a member of the press. That was the capacity Stone was in, being sent to jail, not caring about Julian Assange. This is so dangerous, Paul, how they've totally abandoned any journalistic standards, any protections. Even Politico has an article out saying it's time to name the whistleblower and saying, when did we get rid of all of our journalistic practices? It's the job of the media to do this. This is incredible, Paul.
Yeah, and let's not forget that Stone was deplatformed from Twitter, what is it now, 2 years plus ago? He was prevented from defending himself. He was gagged during the trial. So that's the modus operandi they do with these individuals every single time. Prevent them from being able to defend themselves. The jury was staffed full of Democrats. We did a story about a woman worked for Reagan briefly in the 80s. That was enough to get rid of her off jury selection. But people literally, you know, in concert with the people prosecuting this were allowed on the jury. By the way, John Podesta's tweeted about it a few minutes ago. He said, just about to take off on a long transatlantic flight in a middle coast seat. I think I will just sit back, relax, and enjoy it. So there's this big atmosphere of worship and celebration over this verdict. They're partying over it tonight, Alex. You know, meanwhile, Hillary Comey, Holder, Lois Lerner, Strzok, McCabe, they all lied before Congress directly. Brennan the same, worse than Roger Stone, who basically just exaggerated something. Nothing whatsoever happened to them because they're part of the deep state and he's not. So what is Trump going to do? Is he going to act?
Let me just show people the type of stuff I've got. I'm going to cover up the phone number and the name on this. But this is the type of stuff that I get. Well, I'm just not going to even show it on air. Your reporting almost got Roger taken into custody immediately upon the verdicts. The government cited you and argued for immediate imprisonment. Please be cautious about your comments concerning private communications. This is one of the lawyers, not a member of the press. Think about this. They intimidate everybody, say don't name the whistleblower, don't say when they're putting Obama officials on the jury whose husband works in the Mueller probe. Of course you're not supposed to do that. That's not jury tampering. That's the press has a right to go. This is outrageous. Look at this. They still stack the jury. Roger wouldn't talk to me about anything with the case except that he expected to be sent to prison and he feared for his life because it was totally, you know, because they were buying the lies and hated him. Okay, he's not even allowed to talk to his former, you know, co-host, who then says, yes, just ask for my pardon, and here's the image, free Roger Stone, if I'm convicted. So he's not even allowed to say, I want to be freed by the president, and I need to watch out, the lawyers are telling me, because I'm doing what Roger said. I mean, in America, it's the government that's bad. It's the courts that are corrupt now, these people, some of them. It's the system that's intimidating us. And then Rand Paul goes, no, here's who the whistleblower is. Everybody goes, you're right, we're supposed to. It's okay. They were calling for my arrest. They were calling for Don Jr.'s arrest just days ago. I'm following the law. And again, Roger said, when they convict me, please call for me to be pardoned. I fear for my life. He told Cassandra Fairbanks that. Should she shut up? Now he just disappears and maybe they'll be nice to him in solitary confinement if we all just shut up and let him disappear while the left all celebrates it in their whole pile on of the media and rigging it. But none of us can talk or the judge will hurt Roger. That's called terrorism. That's called terrorizing people. And I don't negotiate with these terrorists anymore. Paul.
And let's not forget, Alex, Roger Stone is being made an example of because of 2020. They're sending the message that you can't engage in journalism, in media, in opposition research against the Democrats, because again, you'll either end up with your reputation completely destroyed, you'll be sued into oblivion, or you'll be imprisoned, and ultimately, maybe you'll be Epstein. So
exactly. Remember what Chris Cuomo said. I can read WikiLeaks, CNN can. If you read them, you go to jail. That's what they're saying, and they've shown it. We'll send you to prison if you expose we're doing Aleister Crowley rituals. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and Chris Cuomo off CNN. CNN got tipped off before the raid. They can engage in the most underhanded criminal behavior imaginable. If you dare do that in an attempt to change the minds of voters in an election year, you will be punished. You will be locked up. So you've got a bunch of people in media now on the Republican side scared to death about engaging with the 2020 election on similar lines because they've seen what has happened to Roger Stone and others. So this is about bullying and intimidation as we prepare for next year's election, Alex.
And the Washington Post has the nerve, when you just pull that headline up about Cuomo, democracy dies in darkness, and they're the ones silencing us. They're the ones killing our free speech. They're the ones doing it all. And there it is. Democracy dies in darkness, Paul.
Meanwhile, they give the most positive reviews of actual dictators whenever they die. The other thing I'm reading, Alex, is that normally people would get about 6 months prison time for this, but Roger Stone faces up to 50 years, which is basically a death sentence.
Stay there. Paul Joseph Watson just came back from Europe, where the awakening is accelerating, and I predict this attempt to intimidate the American people will backfire. We'll see what this country's made of. As for me, full speed ahead, no surrender, victory or death. There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War. When 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines, more than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is, they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver Toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. And I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, it was about 3 years and 2 months ago that Chris Cuomo said, if you read WikiLeaks, you're going to jail. At CNN, it's different. We're your ruling gods. And Roger Stone, for wanting to read the WikiLeaks, is now facing 50 years in prison. Here is Chris Cuomo, our would-be god.
Remember, it's illegal to possess these stolen documents. It's different for the media. So everything you learn about this, you're learning from us.
Remember, it's illegal to possess these stolen documents. It's different for the media. It's different for the media. It's different for the media.
It's different for the media.
Remember,
it's illegal to possess
You see the liar's tick he's got? It's illegal to have these stolen documents. He goes, you know, I mean, you wouldn't buy a used car from that guy. You wouldn't buy water in hell from him. I mean, he's just a total con man. And he's there as a supposed journalist killing the practice of journalism that would arrest Daniel Ellsberg and the Pentagon Papers. Or anything, for that matter. Paul, very, very dark days. And now I've learned that they're flipping out in the courtroom over the fact that Roger said, I want to move to get pardoned by the president. And so now they're saying immediate imprisonment. We don't want him out with speech now that the gag's over, lobbying for executive action, which is his right. We want him in prison now. Well, that'll just backfire worse on him, Paul. I mean, these tyrants are going down the same road, Watson.
Well, obviously they want him in prison because maybe they want to Epstein him. Trump needs to make the pardon now if he actually supports and wants to save the life of his friend. That's basically what it's coming down to, Alex. And again, the point goes back to they deplatform you, they demonize you, then they imprison you or they kill you. That seems to be their modus operandi over the past few years. And this is why we should have drawn a red line at the gagging, at the social media censorship. We were promised that by the Trump administration, but nothing came of it. Then they said, oh, it's going to be on the 2020 platform, too little, too late. So we allowed that line in the sand to get raised over. And now look what happens, where he's completely gagged throughout the trial, can't defend his reputation, and ends up in this situation.
Yeah, I'm calling all these lawyers right now. Keep going, Watson.
Yeah, there's also a call to free Roger Stone by calling the White House and trying to put some pressure on Trump at 202-456-1414. Tell them that Roger Stone deserves a pardon. So again, what more can you say? His reputation was destroyed from the very beginning. They packed the jury with Democrats. Was it 82 Democrats? There were a few Republicans who had once expressed Republican beliefs or once worked briefly in the Reagan administration. They were immediately thrown out of jury selection, but people with direct complicity in the prosecution of Roger Stone, they were put on the jury. So it's absolutely unconscionable, Alex. And Trump needs to step in. Again, this is going to rile up the base if he fails to do anything. The most he's done so far in any of these situations seems to be to tweet about it. That's nice, but it's never going to be enough, Alex. He needs to step forward and actually take the executive, have the executive balls to make a decision on this.
Hold on, Watson. Yeah, I'm talking to one of the lawyers right now. Keep going.
Yeah, and now we've got Fox News, which, of course, has been under pressure for abandoning Trump, obviously now laughing, cracking jokes about his tattoo. But again, as I said before, this is about sending a message for 2020. There was no evidence whatsoever that Russia was the source of the WikiLeaks, but they built this fake news narrative that anyone who talked about WikiLeaks was engaging basically in Russian collusion. You saw Chris Cuomo there with the clip. And again, this is about sending a message for 2020. It's about making people afraid. They do it through social media. They do it through YouTube, for example, not even allowing people to name the whistleblower, even though it's out in the media, deleting their YouTube videos simply for naming them. So this is about sending the message. Don't challenge the deep state. Don't talk about this. Don't do any opposition research or you will be punished.
Hey, guys, hold on. Okay, listen, stay there, Paul. I need you to come back and finish up because I can't say who I'm talking to. Stay with us. Stay with us, folks. I will. Stay with us. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And we're talking about what happened in Poland while Alex Jones makes a very important phone call. Going to get back into that breaking Roger Stone news here in a second.
That's right. That's absolutely right, Paul. I am literally talking to folks right now. I can't say who. There's just tyranny at levels I've never even heard of before. And I'm just going to leave it at that. I've got some reporters I've got to talk to real quick. And then I'll be right back on with huge news for everybody. Infowars.com/show. Drudge Report top link to us. Very thankful for that. Roger Stone, giant show trial came to an end. Jury, 50 years is what he's facing. All seven counts, totally rigged. And so I'll be back with you in a few minutes. But good news is happening. There's a global awakening. They're trying to intimidate us. Paul just got back from Eastern and Central Europe. He can give you a big report. Paul Joseph Watson, Summit.News. I'm Alex Jones, back in about 4 minutes.
Yeah, so Poland had a massive election recently, and for the first time, the Confederation, which is an alliance of conservative and populist parties, was elected to the parliament. They've got a pro-family, pro-Catholic, anti-mass migration, anti-LGBT agenda, which they're now pushing on the mainstream centrist right nationalist party, which is the ruling government in Poland. So we went to Poland to take part in the Independence Day March, which of course happens every year on the 11th of November to celebrate Poland's independence back in 1918, because for about 23 years before that, Poland didn't even exist as a country. This was a patriotic rally, but of course, every single year it's demonized by the media as an extremist far-right demonstration. For example, Vice, headline, bigotry and fear filled Warsaw streets on Polish Independence Day. And basically they try to make it out as if it's a march for far-right extremism. Complete BS. We had 150,000 proud, patriotic Poles turn out on the streets. Young people, old people, families, waving Polish flags. This was not a far-right extremist march. Were there pockets, individuals within the protest that were far-right, were extremists? Yes, but a tiny, tiny minority compared to the vast majority of people, proud Polish patriots who were out on the streets protesting against mass migration, protesting against the cultural imposition of the LGBT agenda, not protesting against gay people. You have to make this nuanced argument because the media will never do it. What we have in Poland, and by the way, they've seen what's happening in the West with the mass migration, with the drag queen story time. They are absolutely dead set against allowing that to happen in Poland. So we have a bill in the Polish parliament, which is an anti-pedophilia bill. And now the European Union is putting pressure on to have that revoked by condemning it. This is what the bill says. Quote, anyone who promotes or approves sexual intercourse or other sexual activity by a minor in connection with performing the position, occupation, or performing activities related to upbringing, education, health care, or care of minors is liable to imprisonment up to 3 years. They literally tried to pass a stop pedophilia bill, which merely said you cannot tell children to have sex with other adults, or you cannot put this in the education system. We've seen in the West the introduction of these LGBT education systems. We've seen sex education, for example, in the UK for children as young as 5 years old. This is what they're against. This was one of the dominant themes of the Polish Independence Day March, against the sexualization of children, against them putting this into the curriculum at the educational level. So for Vice and other media outlets to claim that this was a far-right, extremist, gay-hating rally is complete and utter BS. They don't hate gay people. They're not trying to revoke the rights of homosexual people, you know, put them in prison or kick them out of the country or whatever. That's not what it's about. It's about the education of children and preventing children from being bombarded by sexual propaganda, the same as any normal thinking person would want in the West. And in fact, Christoph Bozak, who is one of the Confederation leaders newly elected to the parliament, outlined this vision in a speech he gave. And we met Christoph Bozak. We met Yanis Korvin-Mikke, head of the Confederation there in the parliament. We met other members of the Confederation. This is what Christoph Bozak said during his speech at the Independence Day March. The Independence March is a manifestation which embodies the Polish spirit. We want independent Poland, a Poland rooted in tradition. We want Poland which is committed to the faith of its ancestors, committed to Christian tradition. He went on to say, we want Poland which is able to resist the pressures of the globalists, the pressures from the European Union, and this is what unites us all, no matter which politicians we entrusted. That was the core message of the Polish Independence Day March, led by the Confederation, which just got 11 members elected into parliament for the first time. That's what they stand for. What they stand against is the subsuming of their culture through mass migration, through gender ideology, identity politics, because they've seen the effect that that has had on other European countries, including the UK, Germany, and Sweden. And in regards to Sweden, they've seen the soaring crime levels. They've seen the soaring problem with rapes. To the point now in Sweden, and by the way, the BBC admitted this for the first time in, what, 3 years yesterday, the same BBC that tried to run an international media smear campaign against yours truly, the daring to say that Malmo, Sweden, and other of these cities which have massive problems with no-go zone areas have failed to integrate migrant populations. Now, the BBC's changed its tune. There was a headline 2 days ago, Sweden's 100 explosions this year. What's going on? Not enough diversity, maybe. So they're finally having to acknowledge the problem because it's gone so severe. In Sweden, one of the countries that accepted the most migrants during that three-year period over the past 3 years. And in fact, it's so bad now, Wilhelm Agrell, who is a professor of intelligence at Lund University, not a right-wing extremist by any stretch of the imagination, is warning that the integration of migrants has failed to such a degree, and the violent crime is soaring to such a degree where now we have, you know, hundreds of grenade attacks every single year in some of these areas of Sweden. The Swedish state itself is in jeopardy. He said the state's monopoly on violence, the actual token of a sovereign government, has been hollowed out bit by bit and no longer exists. He said the armed criminal violence is having effects that are increasingly similar to those of terrorism. That is the situation in Sweden. And how did Swedish authorities react to these massive grenade attacks, these shooting attacks? They reacted by inviting local gang members for pizza. This is the headline out of Summit News. Swedish police respond to shocking rising crime levels by inviting gang leaders for pizza. Instead of actually arresting the gang leaders, who one of their favorite things now, by the way, is to rob children. That's a new phenomenon in Sweden.
Paul, let me stop you. You've done an incredible job, and that was in my stack to get to at summit.news and infowars.com. You've done an incredible job. I'm going to take over here. We're going to break. I need you to listen to what I cover, and I need you to do a report on it. This is the closest level of naked tyranny I've ever seen. I have just learned from reporters. The lawyers wouldn't even tell me. And I'm not going to tell you who else I talked to because, well, he wouldn't even talk to me. They've said, you talk to Jones, period, you're going to prison. So, and that's not from Stone. So during the breaks, I'm going to be learning more from other people that were there, reporters. But I have, when his sentencing is, everything. But when people hear this, Trump must take action. Congress must take action. The judicial and legislative tyranny is incredible. Paul Watson, thank you so much. And God bless you, my friend, for being a great journalist. All right.
Okay, thanks, Alex.
All right. I am literally having trouble. even forming sentences at this point, and my head is spinning. Okay. Wait till you hear what they said about me. Folks, these people are dangerous.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. I've made a lot of predictions that have come true, but I'm here to tell you most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Gentlemen, this isn't a drill. It's not a game. It's America in the twilight hours of 2019. And this is so real. They're sending a message to anybody and everybody who supported Trump 3 years ago that if you support him in 2020, we are going to bankrupt you. We're going to put you in prison. We're going to take your children. We're going to kill you. And we're going to harass everyone around you. And a lot of folks that are, you know, supporters of Trump, and you're in the arena, you're out there, but you're not in the arena like I am, or Matt Drudge is, or others, who I guarantee you have been harassed. I don't even need to talk to Drudge to tell you they've harassed the hell out of him and everybody else. And Trump doesn't do anything about it. But he has all the damn power and is in the right to do it. And so here's the deal. I love Trump a lot, but it's like my back's broken. I'm being eaten alive in a pit. I can't get out. And Trump's up there at the top of the pit, not getting me out. Now, I just talked to three reporters and several lawyers during the break. And obviously with this reign of terror and intimidation that's going on, I'm not going to tell you who I talked to. And I learned the same thing from one person after the last. That's why I had Paul Watson take over for part of a segment and the rest of another. And we bring up such huge news here all the time that it all just kind of gets lost in its intensity. It's like a log jam got broken up and just thousands of huge stories are coming down the pike here. Used to, 20 years ago, we'd take one story and dissect it for months. I mean, now it's hundreds of stories a day. The story that's confirmed of what went on in court today should terrify everyone in America and the world that if we don't get control of our government and our judiciary and our legislative very quickly, we are going the way that all other nations go when they end up declining and falling. Now, I'm not building up suspense here. What I confirmed from multiple people in the courtroom and people that are specialists in this area, let's just leave it at that, is so criminal, is so evil. Did you guys find that piece of information I wanted you to print earlier? Because it's critical, critical that we have a congruent stream of memory and consciousness. You know, I think I'm just going to take a break at this point. I think that's probably better. And then I'll come back and I'll get into all of it, all right? But, you know, these people are just absolutely unbelievable. Drew just gave you guys a file. You have that file? About 4.5 minutes long. You got that? Got that for me? Thanks. Play that. Play that. And then I'm going to go get this piece of information. And I love the crew. They're great. Here's the deal. Most people in life and or in media might spend a month getting ready for a speech they give or a couple months getting ready with a PowerPoint. And talk show hosts script out their whole show. That's why everything you see on Fox News is 3 days older than what we're covering with their own spin, because it has to be digested by the big wigs and decided what can go on air. And then they have to check with all the committees and make sure it doesn't anger any of the system. This country lives in like a quicksand that's quickly hardening into concrete of tyranny. It's sick. And cowardice is what is allowing it all to happen. I'm going to go to this little report from when we bullhorned Hillary with an update a few weeks ago. Taking action against these tyrants is the way to go politically, nonviolently, to get the word out and let these bullies know we're not scared of them. Then I'll come back with a huge Roger Stone news and so much more. Here it is.
guess I didn't know. I guess I didn't know. I guess I didn't know.
I guess I didn't know. It's now time to get busy. Get busy time. Get busy time. Get busy time. That's what we're doing. We're not taking it lying down. We're fighting back politically like Americans, like our forebears, against a bunch of bullying criminals. You're going to get exclusive Roger Stone tyranny news straight ahead, and we're in the trenches on the front lines.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines. More than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, nine others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Alex Jones, and I am a syndicated radio and TV host based in Austin, Texas. Now, there are a lot of new viewers tuning in via Infowars.com/show and band.video because of the terrible Roger Stone political prisoner conviction of all seven counts facing 50 years in jail at the hands of the Obama hanging judge who let Hillary Clinton off the hook for Benghazi and the clear stand down and the deaths that happened there. She railroaded Manafort and others, but Manafort had actually done some of the things that the Clintons and Obamas do with the offshore accounts, which you could argue are illegal. Still, he was targeted for political reasons. Stone did nothing wrong. DrudgeReport.com is top linked to our story and our live feed where we're breaking all of this down. Now, I have some big breaking news here, and then I'm going to go to our guest that ties into all of this in general. And I'm going to do my best to lay this out. I also need the article that's linked on DrudgeReport.com by Adan Salazar about Cassandra Fairbanks, please. I know that I had that, but I do not have it now. So if I can have that article, that would be good as well. Thank you. Now, what we've gotten from Trump so far is that, oh, well, if he's convicted of lying, why is Hillary and why are all these other people allowed to lie to Congress and to everybody else? Well, I was there with Stone when he was trying to get all the WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks was talking to everybody else but us because they wanted to be associated with establishment journalists and all them who loved him back when he was exposing Bush, but not when he was exposing Obama. And so what I'm going to do is we have a lawyer who is not Roger Stone's lawyer. He's been his lawyer in the past, but he was not his lawyer on this case. It's a clear distinction, but he's an advisor to Roger Stone, Tyler Nixon, who is a relation to Richard Nixon, people ask. Looks just like him, too. A nice guy, smart guy. He's going to be joining us at the bottom of the next hour. And I talked to some other journalists that are scared to come on about what was said this morning in the trial when they tried to put Roger in prison until the February 6th sentencing that the judge has done and what happened there and what was said about Roger and myself and you, the listeners of this show. And I'm not building up the suspense of it. I'm getting some documents, doing some research, collating those, and I'm going to write a statement during the next break so that I get this precisely the way it is, because they want to arrest me, and they're saying it in the court. You've seen them in the news last week trying to get me arrested and lying about me and saying we had a Grim Reaper on the show to threaten the jurors. Total crap. We had a Grim Reaper on the show talking about Epstein. They don't show you what I do, though. They just lie about it. And so I want to tell you what these federal prosecutors were up to and the different things that they were saying. But report, Roger Stone fears he'll be Epstein in jail. That's Infowars.com from Cassandra Fairbanks, another reporter. And she's going to be coming on the show today. She's literally in an appointment right now. I'll leave it at that. But there is a reign of terror going on that we're not supposed to talk about this and that Roger's not supposed to talk about it. And it's so un-American. And we just saw the back broken of this with Don Jr., myself, and then now Senator Paul saying, release the name of the whistleblower and release the name of the jurors that are Obama appointees and Hillary appointees and are CIA. If they had a rigged jury, we have a right to know. And they want me arrested for pointing that out because they know that everybody knows this was a kangaroo court. Wait till you hear what the prosecutors, the Mueller prosecutor and the one from the Justice Department, two of them in there, were saying about me reportedly, according to these witnesses, legal experts, and reporters. So that's coming up next segment. Now, he'll join us again Sunday on the Sunday show. I'll be live 4 to 6 p.m. or Monday so we get more time. He understands this is breaking right now, but it ties into all this. I've known Larry Nichols for 25 years. He did work for the Clintons. He was a Green Beret and did a bunch of stuff in Latin America. He did a bunch of CIA stuff. He did help them get elected. He did help them do dirty tricks. He did help them develop the broken coalition strategy. And Bill Clinton, in a memoir, you know, did call him a very dangerous person to them. And he has exposed the election fraud and so much more. He has a lot on Adam Schiff. And a lot on the whole Ed Buck and the dead men, basically black men being sacrificed at his house. That's what this is. And all of that craziness. So we're going to get into some of that. It ties into the kangaroo show trial. They're not allowed to ask witnesses, the congressman, what Schiff is up to, who Adam Schiff really is. It was first Larry Nichols told me that Hillary was into the occult 25 years ago. Now that's mainstream news with the spirit cooking and the rest of it. So I appreciate him joining us via telephone. Larry, we're glad you're hanging in there. I know you've had cancer and a lot of other things. It's good to have you back on with us. I saw you in some of the news articles about this Clinton whistleblower. Feds probe Adam Schiff dressed like Egyptian at bizarre sacrifice parties at Ed Buck's meth mansion. And that ties into some of these other articles along the same lines. Sex parties at the sex house. We have photos of the two together at the house. We'll also run some of the Aleister Crowley footage we have. Of some of the garb Crowley's in that reportedly Schiff wears in these Egyptian rituals. But thanks for joining us. Wow. What do you think of the Roger Stone situation?
Alex, it's just what I have warned you about 25, 30 years ago. It's coming. It's coming live. It's real. And I feel sorry for Roger. I feel sorry for anybody that they attack because their system is so effective. It's the system we used in Arkansas. You know, Alex, it's why we've been able all these years to tell you what's coming before it comes, because it's the system we built. Alex must go after with his attorneys if he has any availability at all of money, which is he's been stripped of everything. But, you know, it's called selective prosecution and selective persecution. Under the old way we used to be in America, you can't prosecute one person for something and then not prosecute somebody that's doing the exact same thing. It's called selective prosecution. Persecution is the same. Now, they're coming after us. And, Alex, you've got a target I've never seen as big on your back in my life. Your target on your back is huge, huge. Now, to add to it, something that nobody's talking about, which is probably one of the biggest clues of what's happening, Alex, is what's his name? Oh, God, my mind just went blank. The guy that funds all of Antifa and everything. Help me here a second. I'm having a...
It's okay, Larry. Stay there. I want to get into Schiff and the show trial. We've never seen this in Congress where the Republicans can't ask questions and just the state of the deep state war as a former Clinton insider that you see happening. And then I'm going to get into the big news on what they were saying about me in the courtroom this morning. Unprecedented lies, unprecedented evil. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver Toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. I've made a lot of predictions that have come true, but I'm here to tell you most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said, it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is, there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Talking to Larry Nichols, former Clinton insider. We're going to go back to him in a moment. Roger Stone was found guilty 3 hours ago. Just about 2.5 hours ago. And they're telling Roger that if he calls for a pardon and talks about the case in any way, that he'll be given a longer prison sentence. Now, that's totally illegal. That's classical tyranny. And I've just had to process, since I learned this 40 minutes ago or so, and then I called and talked to other reporters that were in the room. I've since talked to others, and I have a sick, dirty feeling . It's disgusting that we have fallen this far and that we put up with this. So I'm going to try to just briefly put this news out, talk to Nichols about the Schiff info. It's all interconnected in the show trial happening, the impeachment, what he sees coming next. And then I'll go through all this before Tyler Nixon, advisor and good friends with Stone, his former personal lawyer, joins us. It's important to say he's not currently his lawyer or that nexuses him into the court. He's not Stone's lawyer. So you'll hear a lot of legalese here. Let me just lay out what I learned happened this morning. And then we'll go to Larry Nichols. This is what our country has turned into. And if you know about the Magna Carta 800 years ago, and you know about the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and common law, and what makes us different from North Korea or Communist China or Venezuela, it's just flabbergasting. But it's flabbergasting to have the national news and Democrat Party lawyers saying, arrest Don Jr. for saying the name of Eric Sierra Mella, the fake whistleblower, the CIA individual reportedly trying to overthrow the president with false statements, who now Congress can't talk to because Schiff says so. And the Republicans can't ask questions. Unprecedented. Never before in Congress, never before in an impeachment. Because this isn't an impeachment, it's a criminal coup. So you saw them in the news last week when they were having jury selection, and it was in the news that it was a former Obama official whose husband worked on the Mueller probe as a lawyer. And I said, that's crazy. You can't have somebody whose husband's the Mueller probe that you know, all hangs on this Stone conviction. Their wife, who's an Obama appointee, ran a department on it. So they had the Washington Post and others say, Jones tampers with jury. He needs to be arrested. They had former U.S. attorneys and federal prosecutors saying I need to be arrested. Giant target on me for doing something that's totally normal that I still called three lawyers before I did it, talked to more after. They said, of course it's protected. Famous lawyers, First Amendment lawyers, constitutional lawyers, criminal lawyers. But I already knew that as a journalist. Then, number one, Larry Nichols. They said I had the Grim Reaper on the show to threaten the jury. I had it on about Epstein. And you can see that part of the show. Everybody knows that. So this is they're foaming at the mouth, salivating to make something up like they've done to Roger to put me in prison. Because that's who these people are. They're authoritarians. They're mad dogs who've been committing these deep state crimes so long against America that they think that if we criticize the corrupt things they're doing, that they want to put us in jail. So I learned when I was being cautioned by lawyers and journalists, oh, look out, the judge, you know, the prosecution blew up and said Roger needs to go directly to jail. He doesn't need to be let out until February 6th when they have the sentencing. That's what's been set. And he shouldn't be able to ask the president to pardon him because that associates with the trial. We want him gagged. And Alex Jones is trying to foment stuff and hurt the public and cause a clear and present public safety issue with his speech because he's calling for people to surround the White House and demonstrate and bullhorn, which is totally First Amendment, America, heart and soul, to get Trump to do a pardon. Totally normal. The left all lobbied for cocaine dealers and people and child traffickers to be, you know, let off by Clinton, and he did. I'm just saying, hey, this is wrong. Free Assange, free Stone. And so they then talked about how it's criminal, reportedly, and how I need to be arrested again. Federal prosecutors, let me tell you. Meet Special Counsel Art Mueller's prosecution team. Aaron Zelensky was one of them, but the main one, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Daily Mail reporting on it, was Jonathan Kravis, who worked in the White House counsel's office during the Obama administration, will be assisted by Dickey and Alpino. They used to have Jeannie Ray and others, Hillary's foundation people running it. He has experience prosecuting public corruption cases, including that of, and it goes on. That is reportedly who was calling me a criminal and saying that I want to cause, you know, violence and stuff. That is such defamation. And it's so dangerous. And it's done to put me in a jail cell. What a foaming at the mouth, piranha-like tyrant. Talk about a danger to the country. That guy. And everybody else just pisses their pants. And the judge didn't hold Roger like they wanted. She realized how crazy that would look. He's been following all her unconstitutional orders, shaking, you know, in a pool of piss. I'm sorry, but they've all been doing whatever is said here. But she did issue a continual gag after the case so no one can criticize what a fraud it is. That's unconstitutional. It's been ruled hundreds of times by the Supreme Court, not just other courts. So, America, don't say the name of the whistleblower. Sit down and shut up and take it. And don't say the name of any of these people. And don't talk about this kangaroo court. Or Aaron Zelensky will call for your arrest because you're trying to overthrow things because you want to exercise your First Amendment. These folks have been running the government for a long time, and they think they're God. And yeah, I got a big target painted on my back. And hey, I'll probably get destroyed in the process here in the next few years, maybe even sooner. But you know what? That's what men do. They stand up. Because the example they make out of me, they think is going to intimidate you. I think it's going to inspire you to not go along with these people and to take our government back legally and lawfully. And we're in the process of it now. But the missing link in all this is the Justice Department and Trump. Because the government's so full of these people that are arrogant and entitled and insolent that they really believe I should be in a jail cell because that witch war criminal Hillary didn't get in. We're going to go to Larry Nichols. I apologize for getting him on late. Huge breaking things, this segment and the next. And also, well, and we'll have him back soon so we can really get into all this. But please remember, we're listener supported. The big thing they try to take away is money to fund ourselves. Whether it's T-shirts, books, films, we've got DNA Force Plus back in stock with the PQQ, the CoQ10. It's the strongest, best formula you're going to find out there. 50% off, store for shipping, double Patriot points, gear DNA Force Plus. Everybody needs it. Let's go to Larry Nichols. Larry, I just had to get that out there. And again, thank you. We've got a few minutes here, longer segment coming up. Just get into the impeachment and Hillary behind the scenes. She's clearly still in control of the deep state. That's now admitted. And what you think their next moves are going to be.
Well, absolutely. But let me say this out front, folks. Anything I say, Alex is not responsible for. It's from me. And if the prosecution wants to come after me, not Alex. And before we leave Roger Stone, here's what I know, Alex. Roger Stone goes in jail. Now, folks, I dealt with Jim McDougal. He was killed in jail. Especially after the Epstein case, I fear if Roger gets put in prison, he won't be there a week. He will not be there a week. He will be eliminated. Trust me. I know these people. The impeachment. This impeachment was rigged from day one. what I have found out and have turned over to the prosecutors, the Attorney General's office, is that it turns out that Adam Schiff, folks, wrote this script, this whole script they're going through now. It's a subpoena trap. He did it back when they figured out that the Mueller case was going to end up going nowhere, which was about halfway through the Mueller investigation. Now, I didn't know this until the host I was doing researched it. But as it turns out, Adam Schiff has a hobby. Guess what it is, Alex? Screen.
Let's talk about that hobby when we're back in 2 minutes with Larry Nichols, because I'm going to shut up for a while, let him break it down. Then we've got somebody in the trial coming on. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech. And to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.Video. And that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever. And that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.Video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square. About a month ago, President Trump announced that he was going to move his domicile from New York City to Florida, where he's always said he planned to retire to. And the left got so excited. They said, oh, he's about to resign and leave instead of facing impeachment, and he's running to Florida. Well, now we know why the president did that. He knew the leftist-controlled appeals courts were going to say that he had to give up his tax returns so they can pour over them and harass every business partner he's got. They want to terrorize people that he's worked with. And by moving his domicile from New York to Florida, that gets around the New York law they passed to get his tax returns that are supposed to be private. So all those people out there holding their breath for the president to resign, in his words, we're kicking the deep state's ass, and he's never going to resign.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Fought for the Republic. We exposed Hillary's criminal activity. You spread the word. Trump got elected and a lot of good things happened, but now they're counter-striking back. America's never seen anything like it. The judicial tyranny, the fake impeachments, and now they want to put everybody in prison. But the answer is going after the ringleaders' crimes and exposing them, and that's what Larry Nichols is doing. With its confirmed mainstream news that Adam Schiff leading the fake impeachment, his good buddies with Buck, is there at least 16 times at bizarre sex parties where they did ritualistic mock human sacrifice. And that's in some of the diaries of some of the victims that died, at least three black men. Some of them crawling, begging as he would plunge needles filled with methamphetamine into them as a form of sacrifice, reportedly. Larry Nichols, getting back to what you were saying, longer segment coming up in the short one. Please continue with the hobby of Adam Schiff and what your sources are saying.
Well, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I'm the one that broke the fact that Schiff had been to Buck's apartment, his party place, 16 times. Now it turns out, Alex.
Larry, do me a favor. Back off your receiver a little bit. Back off your receiver.
Now they have verification 27 times. He was at Buck's parties. Now, the other thing is the time frame at which he's gone to them. It's always of an evening. Plus, in seven of the events he went to, they were costume kind of parties. And in line with Adam Schiff's screenwriting dreams, he would go as these freaky, weird, like you said, Egyptian-type demon outfits. The man is sick. He's sick. But don't confuse somebody being sick mentally with not being smart. And as I was telling, he started back during the middle of the Mueller investigation, putting together their phase two operation, which was to come at Trump from another angle when they knew Mueller was going to not get them there. Now, you'll notice what they're doing. They're using this hearing to solicit deep state career people to come out, come forward. And as we found out with the quote-unquote whistleblower, if you don't have anything to report, get hold of us, and Schiff will screenwrite you a part to play and what to say. And, of course, they're making it very clear that they will protect you. Don't worry. Come out. Don't worry if we're telling you to say stuff that didn't happen. They'll never touch you. We'll protect you. It's pretty insidious any way you look at it.
And they hide it in plain view because Schiff's already been caught secretly meeting with a CIA Ramallah. That's why they don't want to call him now. But the others, they just do it in executive secret session under national security in the dress rehearsal. Then they're going through three rehearsals, one secret, one in public, but the Republicans can't ask questions. And then now the third one. So that's two dress rehearsals and then the final one.
What is significant is where they hold these secret hearings. They're in the basement in what they call the stiff room, but it's actually where the cellar boys would meet. You know, Alex, when I was with the bad guys, and there was occasions when you had CIA operations that were what now is referred to as black ops, weren't called that then. But you would go into this basement with the intelligence special committee, hand selected. And that's where you were given orders to perform missions that were outside of the law. But we were told it was to protect America, so you did it. It's odd that they're holding these secret hearings in that exact office where those assignments were given.
Oh, they had Brennan on national TV, and they had a meeting, and they said, oh, the deep state, thank God for it, we're taking Trump out. This is launched directly out of the rogue intelligence agencies that are a bunch of knuckle dragging. Stay right there. Back in 60 seconds, let's continue with Larry Nichols, who, again, got recruited out of the Army into the CIA down in Latin America, then got put with Clinton to mind him for the CIA before he got out of it. We'll finish up with Ed Buck and his Satanism and how that ties into the head of the Intelligence Committee, Mr. Pervert, Creepy Eyes, Pencil Neck Schiff. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver Toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go. And they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. And I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. You know, folks, a lot of people ask me, how do you not get scared of these people? Well, my children don't have a future if we don't stand up to these folks. And so you got to be all in and just trust in God and give it to God. And that's what I've done. Instead of getting scared, I get mad. And I learned today that the prosecutors handpicked by Obama and Hillary and Mueller tried to claim that I'm planning insurrection and an overthrow and public safety's in danger, and they want Stone kept in prison until the sentencing on February 6th, and they want me in trouble, that I'm just this terrorist. And they already said that I've got Grim Reapers on the show threatening them, and it's just a pack of liars. and that Roger Stone shouldn't have the ability to ask the president to pardon him. And the judge said, no, he'll keep quiet. He won't talk about anything with the case. And sentencing's February 6th, but she continued the gag order. In a case that's over, the deliberations, the jury, all of it. But she doesn't want discussed who's on that jury, any of it. None of that stands up. But their answer, because I won't bow and we break the ice on the whistleblower, on the Obama juror, whose husband was on the Mueller report. And then Don Jr. says it. And then others say it. Rand Paul says it. And now it's all embarrassing for them. Their answer is they got to keep the hoax going and say that I want violence. You know, I'm the last person on earth that wants any violence because that means I failed. And they're always trying to put that in my mouth that I want violence. It's like when Bill and Hillary had their black ops stage Oklahoma City and they all got caught. I've had all the witnesses on to get reelected in 96. They did it in 95 and Clinton admitted that's what got him reelected on Air Force One to the whole press corps. Look it up. They blamed Rush Limbaugh 25 minutes after it happened. That just means the voice of the people. They just saw him as the voice of the people back then. And now they see me as that. They see it as a fat totem. They see it as a logo. Then they can slap it down. They're going to win. That's why listeners and viewers have to understand. They've silenced me off of social media, but I'm still on hundreds of radio stations, some TV stations, Infowars.com/show, band.video. And it's an act of true Americana, Paul Revere resistance when you spread the articles, when you spread the videos, when you get that information out for yourself and your family. Do it however you can, via text message, via person, whatever. Get the word out. Because they don't want you to hear these guests. They don't want to hear you, Roger Stone, former personal lawyer, who's an advisor and was a witness to this on today. And there's a gag. He's not going to get into a whole bunch of stuff. He can do whatever he can. I had to call reporters to get the info. I was being told, don't get into this. Don't talk to Roger. Don't, you know, a lot of stuff's going on. And I'm like, wait a minute. Don't say free Roger Stone. Don't say he wants a pardon. No, the judge says he can't even say that. I mean, whatever. Why don't we just turn it into North Korea and put Kim Jong-un in there to bow to this ruling class of chicken neck, Ivy League, un-American, America-hating, flyover-hating, Jesus-hating, baby-hating, America was never great, it'll never be great. These people are our occupiers. And they know it, and they know America's awake, and they're scared. So they're like, arrest him, arrest him, arrest him. Let's go back to Larry Nichols. Larry Nichols. By the way, Larry didn't even want to do this. He's barely been battling cancer for years. Great patriot. He does an internet show. They tried to shut him down everywhere. They persecuted the hell out of him. Don't just support InfoWars. Get the great products, InfoWarsStore.com. Check out his PayPal. Larry, how do people support the work you're doing? Because you're getting a lot of information out.
Well, they can go to PayPal, and it's Nichols Live. At AOL.com. NicholsLive@AOL.com.
And what about NicholsLive.com? Is that still your site?
Yeah, that's the site where you can go and see some stuff that I put out. I'm not able to put much out. Hell, I can't even lift a carton of milk anymore. But listen, none of this is about me, Alex. This is about your InfoWars now. They're going to try to shut you down. But, folks, if we stand behind Alex, and I'm not here to patronize or anything like that. I'm here to tell you the damn truth, straight up, nuts up. Alex, you and I and others, we've got to become the voice for Roger Stone. He can't do it anymore. We've got to do it. And just like Soros is doing, he's going around to the United States and they're down ballot funding prosecutors and county sheriffs. Why? So that if anybody stands up, in Nowhere America, Humnope USA, they're going to go after him just like they went after Roger, just like they went after General Flynn or anybody else. You know, this is done every day. What we're seeing, Alex, is done every day. Go to a communist country or a socialist country. This is exactly the judicial system they have every day. Every day.
By the way, let me back you up, Larry, because what you're saying is so powerful. The son of the weatherman elected as the district attorney in San Francisco says he's going after all the conservatives, Christians. He's going to let Antifa beat up whoever they want. We've got Soros and Bloomberg on record getting hundreds and hundreds of sheriffs elected, hundreds of DAs in, reign of terror against Trump supporters. And the Justice Department and Barr have not moved yet. Maybe they are, but my God, we need the cavalry now. Good Lord. It's like the Alamo's happening and, you know, Sam Houston's never going to, you know, even respond later once we're wiped out. And it's just incredible what you're saying. I got Soros right here demands Fox News ban ludicrous Trump ally Joe DeGeneva because he points out that Soros still controls a large part of the State Department, which he brags on record he does. They had the head of Judicial Watch banned last year because he ordered it. They said, we're banning it because Soros says from Fox News because they pointed out he's funding the open borders with U.S. money out of U.S. aid and Trump should cut it. My God, he's hiding in plain view with more power than President Trump still in the government through this crap. And then Fox News literally jumps up in the air and puckers its rear end enough to make a diamond when he snaps his dirty fingers. My God, this is outrageous. Larry, go ahead.
Well, and the problem is, Alex, they know what they're doing. And folks, they're not going after Trump. They're not going after Alex. They're coming after us. Change Trump's name to us. Change Alex's name to us. That's who they're coming after. This is all designed to put us in, you know, Alex, you and I, years ago, said there would be a coup, that we were in a soft coup. I don't think your audience has ever even heard of a soft coup until we talked about it. And now you...
And describe a soft coup. Covert, incremental, ambient, soft kill, moves in, takes over government, takes over institutions, and then just moves with authoritarianism.
And the signature of a regular coup is you see capital surrounded by tanks. But the signature of a soft coup, the first thing they do is take over the media. The media is all in, folks, all in to help them destroy us. If we don't fight now, there's not going to be another fight. I don't know how to convince people of this. It's over.
That's what I've tried to explain to them, that Trump getting in just roused the beast. This is the real fight now.
And it's on. It's on. And everywhere you turn, they are working to do the big word, submission. Put you and everyone in submission. And it's a blessing to hear you, Alex, not go into submission. Stand up. Now, unfortunately, folks, he's going to have a big target on his back. Already does, but it's going to get bigger. But this is where I ask all of y'all out there. This is your battle, too. If you have never purchased or been a part of Alex's organization through his products or donations or whatever, do it now. Do it now. Because Alex is about the only front line we've got with a media platform of strength. Of strength.
Let me just stop you because I got to say this. I want to come back and get into the latest on Ed Buck and Schiff, where you think that's going and what happens if they do get out Trump, how they plan to steal it. Finishing up with Larry Nichols. We'll have you back soon, my friend. Things are so hot. I'm glad you're better and able to even do a show right now. But I just looked it up. I'd forgotten this. He spent $2 million alone, Soros did, to get the Philadelphia DA elected. That means he now runs the law enforcement, the courts, and is above the law in that city. $2 million to run that city. I mean, that's just an example of these people. And they already run almost all the cities, folks. And then they bring in the illegal aliens, and then they prostitute them out. And then they suck off their welfare money. I mean, this is a mafia takeover. And Trump, why has Trump not moved against him? Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Larry Nichols is our guest. And we've got Roger Stone's former lawyer joining us.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, nine others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. I am your host, Alex Jones. Nick Begich understands that when he hosts the Friday show, sometimes I have to preempt it, and he's fine with that. I've offered him to pop on for a segment. His father died, of course, after signing over the land in Alaska to the people so they could prosper from it. He was killed. His brother's been a U.S. senator, so he understands how serious all this is and this war for our republic. But you got Larry Nichols on, former Clinton confidant. George Soros continues to quietly pile up wins in district attorney's races, spends $2 million to win Philadelphia, so they're above the law and own it all. Twitter censors Larry the Cable Guy for making fun of Adam Schiff. That's right, folks. Roger Stone first is going to be Epstein in jail. Paul Joseph Watson. This is all on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. And I cannot tell you how critical it is to get these articles out. Mike Adams at NaturalNews.com has been listening to the show, and he's been talking to his sources, I guess, that a lot of folks cover in the trial. He's already pounded out this article exclusive. Prosecutor Roger Stone calls for immediate arrest and indictment of Alex Jones from the floor of the courtroom where Stone was just convicted. That's basically what I heard they said from sources. They were saying that I want an uprising and public safety and that we're planning something and all this crap. We just said go surround the White House peacefully and protest saying pardon Roger Stone. That turns into that. Incredible. That article's going to go up on Infowars.com. some of the people here, I guess he's got quotes from I haven't talked to, so he's just an amazing journalist. So I just read that article during the break. Larry Nichols, how do you, obviously they hope to wound Trump with this fake impeachment, then Hillary slides in. Now she admits she's basically still running, as we first knew. She's still maintaining control of the DNC. She's running the conference calls, being her former handler from the CIA when they ran him and the whole MENA thing that you got out of right at the beginning because you wouldn't be part of the cocaine dealing. People that don't know, he was, you know, literally like on the road to Damascus, like Saul, and, you know, literally thunderstruck by God to start fighting the Clintons. And so you've been doing it for decades, and thank God for you, or they might still be in power. They're still trying to get back into power. Their stay-behind networks are there with Soros as their sugar daddy. How are they planning to go at Trump? How are they planning to get her in? And what are the tricks to look for, and what's her Achilles heel?
Well, number one, I was not believing Hillary was going to get the race until I saw her pulling one of our own standby pricks.
Again, Larry, your phone is really a bit garbled. Back off that receiver. I know you got a gravelier voice than I do. If you do, but you do, but back off.
Well, one of the standard tricks that we used with Bill Clinton after he won was the next election, he would say he wasn't going to run. He wasn't going to run. And then we would stage it to where people asked him. People begged him to run. He had to run. People were begging him. I'm seeing that signature with Hillary now. Now all of a sudden she's being asked, and she's being asked, and she's being asked. Hillary sees what I see and what you see, Alex. This thing's going down. If it's ever going to go, it's going to go down. She needs to be the head of it, and she plans to be the head of it. So I will not be surprised at all if she's not in that race in a month. Now, we don't have time today, but as I've done in the past, if you have me on again, I'll be glad to tell everybody exactly what they're doing and what they're doing next. And you know, Alex, we had a hell of a good track record. Remember when I would tell you, they know I know what they're going to do, and they know I'm telling it, but they also know they still got to do it because you never stop the system when it works. They're coming to get us. They're coming to get Alex. We have to stand up, all of you. It's your time to pitch in. You know, it's great to sit back and listen to Alex and others, but it's your turn to pitch in. InfoWars needs help. We have got to be the voice, Alex, for Roger. You see how they've cut him off. They've cut him off. He can't defend himself. He's just like one of the babies in an abortion. He has no chance to defend himself. They've rigged that. And the other thing that we've got to do is we've got to stop them from coming after you. And the only way to do that is to make them understand that you have strength. Strength. And you do, but we just got to get our people to stand up for it. But Hillary's coming. Soros is coming. They're fixing to drag this out with Trump. Now, we're trying to get a plan through so that Mitch McConnell, we're going to try to make him force them to take this impeachment into a Senate trial. I know that sounds crazy. But if we can force them to go into a Senate trial, Alex, for the first time, the mainstream media will have to reveal to the world what's going on because they'll have to cover it. Oh, yeah, it'll be rigged. No doubt about it. But at least then Trump will be able to bring witnesses. He'll be able to cross-examine their liars. That's what you've got to hope for. Now, we'll tell you on Barr, one of the problems Barr has. They did a poll about a month ago, and in the D.C. District Court, the jury pool, get this, Alex, the jury pool was 92% anti-Trump. 92% of the jury pool is against President Trump. So Barr knows if he takes a case on Comey into that court or even the New York Southern District Court, it's going to be rigged. It's going to be rigged. So he's trying to get a change of venue. He's trying to set up a cause for a change of venue. And that's what's causing things to be slowed down. But he has, through the FISA report, the IG FISA report, I'm telling you, Comey and McCabe have got problems. But, folks, if you want to know if Bill Barr is real and he's not just another deep state actor playing the role, it's all connected to Andy McCabe. Either Barr comes out with McCabe with either impaneling a grand jury or with an indictment. If he does any other course of action, then Alex, we're all going to know that he's in on the fix as well. As of now, I believe he's straight. I do. I believe he is straight. But that will tell everybody the truth about him. So I know we're out of time, but I promise you this. If Roger Stone gets in prison, you will have another case of Epstein, or better still, more exactly, you will see Jim McDougal.
Well, I was told this before they gagged him, and so I can say it, but he did have people reach out to him from the system to turn against Trump. They'd leave him alone, and, of course, he didn't do it, and so we got a SWAT team raid. And I've had the same stuff as well, and, you know, they're off-record discussions, and I've had to sign non-disclosures and things like that, and I want to be able to meet with these criminals occasionally. So I don't ever break those deals, because that's not criminal to meet with the criminals. But, you know, I've had meetings with these mafia people's representatives, and they're basically like, hey, man, we're going to kill you. And I'm like, well, just go ahead, because you're going to get it after that politically. That's what this is all about. If I need to go down at the Alamo, jackasses, I will. You understand? Just remember, you're going to get it. You see how you're already getting your ass handed to you? You already see how long you're losing it? I'll be just like Gandhi when you take that club and split my head. When that blood's running down both sides, I'll know I beat your ass. Larry Nichols, we love you. We'll talk to you again soon, buddy. We'll be right back on the other side. The spirit of liberty is rising, and you cowards know it. And you can feel it, Deep State.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech. And to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.video. And that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever. And that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines. More than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is, they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Perfectly done. It has that unreality that makes it reality. And you think about the epic things that have happened in human history that's trying to mirror. And you hear the music set to it, and then you live. Turn it back up for a moment. In a time just like this. Turn it back up a little bit, please. And you think, wow, we're living an epic time just like our forebears did. There's these times that come around in history. And we're in one right now. Now, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to host the fourth hour because Tyler Nixon, Roger Stone's confidant, consigliere, former lawyer, is going to be coming on exclusively. He's with Roger right now. They're debriefing and things. And so none of this you're going to hear is from Roger Stone. But I got to tell you, it doesn't scare me to have those federal prosecutors. They're not federal prosecutors. They were put there by criminals and Soros in the deep state. You know, that little tin badge and all that stuff they got, they work for the folks that hate America. I represent America, and I've proven it. And I'm not up here on some high horse either. I'm just not here to screw your family over. And I'm not scared of a bunch of thugs. They want to intimidate everybody. That's what this Stone conviction's about. They want to intimidate the press. And at some point, somebody's got to stand up and take licks, just like our forebears did. They need to stop. Barr needs to start prosecuting some people. They already had deals offered to them to just quit running the country in the ground, stop siding with the Chi-Coms, stop trying to teach five-year-old boys to cut their penises off, and we'll leave you alone. You can take your stolen money. And I even said on air, if Barr can get them to do that, great, because I don't want a war. They can't stop. Look at Schiff. That's not just Nichols saying that. That's in the news. He was at all those parties with Ed Buck. These are a bunch of drug addict perverts. Look at Schiff. And if you've ever known about mentally ill people that get power, they think they're invincible. I am human. I am frail. I am not invincible. My body's frail. My spirit's strong, though. And I'm not afraid of these people. And I want to say this again. If I get destroyed, I didn't lose, I won. If I get to go through life and die when I'm 90 years old, my great-grandkids around me and my grandchildren, my children, I win. But I'm willing to pay everything, every drop of blood. I'm willing to be imprisoned. I'm willing to be tortured, anything. Because they're hurting children, and these people are devil worshipers. And I'm like a heat-seeking political missile. I come in under their attacks, and I guide myself into their attacks. They pop their radar up. They've got their guns trying to take me down. I go into the flak. Because there's no doing this at 10% or 50%. You're going to fight tyranny. You got to go in at 110%. I remember growing up hearing coaches say 110%. I thought that was silly. But as you grow up and learn more, you can always do more than you thought you could. Everybody has a physical governor in them. That's where there's the confirmed stories of little women when their baby's screaming, cut of the car, and a woman picks up the car. Now, she may blow out every disc in her back, but she picks the car up. And it's the same thing, ladies and gentlemen. We got to get this car off our children. And the starts with saying, listen, I don't know how this is going to end. Do you want to attack me, sue me, try to plant child porn on me? You're the devil worshiper. I'm not. And God's watching. God knows I'm not involved in what you're involved in. And you know what? I'm betting on God. So if God, because, you know, I've done evil stuff, folks. Back before I knew better, I paid for abortions and stuff when I was in high school. My dad caught me once stealing money out of his wallet for an abortion. He said, God damn it, stop killing my grandkids. And I, excuse me using that word, but that's what he said to me. And I said, Dad, I won't do it again. And the next time I got a woman pregnant many years later, I had the baby, and that's my son. I was celibate for years because I wasn't having a good time out there being promiscuous and all the rest of it. But the point is that if God needs to pick me up and just throw me into those people and it breaks every bone in my body, that's what God wants, and I'm willing. I'm saying, you want me destroyed in the process. I'm all yours. Doesn't mean I want it. But you know what? If that's what God wants, then let's just feed me into that wood chipper. Let's get it going. Because I'm not going to sit here and watch these globalists hurt more innocent people. I mean, are we really going to let Ed Buck and people like that run our lives? Is that really who we are? You know, it hurts my feelings that they've got people so corrupt that they sit there in a courtroom and say, we want Alex Jones arrested. He's calling for insurrection and overthrow. And I said, no damn such thing. All I said was, we should call for Roger Stone's pardon. And these same slime bags had federal prosecutors in the Washington Post put their name to it and say Jones is a criminal and needs to be indicted like a mafia don for trying to intimidate a jury when they knew damn well that was upside down world. You imagine those soft, stupid lawyers who think they're God and think they are invincible and who've committed all these horrible acts against justice, and then they think that they're going to beat us in the end. All that matters is the journey and the spiritual decision to not fear them and to start fearing God. And people fear the fear of God. People feel the fear of God when they're not aligned with God. You love God. You're not a devil worshiper. But you get in God's presence and you feel the fear because you're not doing what you're supposed to do. But let me tell you, when you challenge evil and when you're fearless, you don't even feel fear of God anymore. You feel power like you've never imagined, and destiny and piercing understanding and so much energy and will that all you want to do is do what that spirit commands you to do. And I know I'm already with that spirit forever. I know it. And it's like literally taking me over molecule by spiritual molecule. And then as you get deeper, it's unbelievable that anyone would not want to be with God and the common sense and the justice and anything corrupt or evil that I was ever into now is a joke. And I'm pulling away by light years away from the devil, accelerating away. Satan's behind me. And I just want to take my children and your children and all these wonderful spirits that are good, gentle creatures with us into the universe forever, and justice and freedom, and away from these fallen, twisted entities. Let's get out of here. Let's go. Get behind me, Satan. Pew. Listen to what Christ said. Think how hardcore that is. Get behind me. Get out of my way. I'm leaving. I'm jumping. I'm gone. Away from Ed Buck. Away from Adam Schiff. Away from Aleister Crowley. Away from Satan. Away from Hillary Clinton. Away, 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 away. We want to go away. We want to leave you. We want you out of our presence. All right, I want to give you guys a chance, because I'm really tempted, but I need to spend some time with the family. I got a lot of big projects. I'm up here working tomorrow already on projects and plans and the big things to fight the globalists. And I'm excited about all this. I'm getting ready to sell my house so I can fund these projects, which is I'm glad to do. It's just that's what that energy's stored up to do. But I want money because it's a weapon system. And it's because I can block these enemies' attacks with it, and then I can carry out operations against them. So we got products you need. Everybody should get DNA Force. Everybody should get X2. We got great toothpaste. It's all amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. We got the Black Friday specials. Everybody just expects giant sales all the time. That's just what it is, basically, until stuff sells out. InfoWarsStore.com. I'm going to leave it there. But if you don't see that we're the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist, the enemy absolutely fears us because we don't fear them. I mean, seriously. They have no idea. God is going to get you. Don't you worry, globalist. Let me get the number out. Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, nine others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws. I've made a lot of predictions that have come true, but I'm here to tell you, most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars presents The Alex Jones Show.
You supporting the broadcast over the years is why we're still here. So that's why you spreading the word is so critical. And that's why buying the products is critical, because these are great products you already want and need. And then you literally couldn't thumb your nose at the globalists more by holding us up against their onslaught. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. We've never gone a week and a half over with a sale. Usually 2 or 3 days. I'm always busy. But this time, I just haven't done it because we're selling out a lot of stuff. We've already had big specials. I don't know how else I'm supposed to have big specials. 40, 70% off. miles. Troy, free shipping, double Patriot points. A lot of stuff sold out or is sold out. Some things came back in, like DNA Force Plus. Turbo Force, the protein bars, Vaso Beast is about to sell out. We've got a lot of great water filtration, air filtration. There's just so much great stuff there. Do your shopping there. Sign up for auto ships. You can support us every month or every 2 months. Click cancel anytime for free. Get 10% off on the order you're making. We know it's less than 1% of the listeners that actually buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're also the ones that call in. They're the 1%ers. So we salute you and thank you.
InfoWars.com/show. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'd like to take your phone calls, ladies and gentlemen, coming up and get your take on Roger Stone being convicted, the show trial, all the rest of this insanity that's unfolding. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, specifically on Roger Stone, the fake impeachment, all of it. When does Trump go on the offense? How many people will they let them railroad? Rig jurors, all admitted. The prosecutors in there calling, for my arrest. Stone to be put in jail for saying he wants a pardon, saying he violated the gag order, which he didn't do. It's all insane. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Let's go to a little bit of a press conference where Trump was talking about impeachment and the rest of it. And where is Trump talking about Roger Stone? We've got the tweets. I understand he's going to get, quote, sentenced in February in a few months. But, I mean, Trump needs to come out and say he's innocent. He is innocent. These things are kangaroo. Here's the president on the other kangaroo trial going on with Schiffy Schiff.
It's totally, nobody's ever had such horrible due process. There was no due process. And I think it's considered a joke all over Washington and all over the world. The Republicans are given no due process whatsoever. We're not allowed to do anything. It's a disgrace what's happening. But you know what? The American public understands it. And that's why the poll numbers are so good. And that's why other things are so good. What they're doing in Washington with that hearing. And by the way, it's a political process. It's not a legal process. So if I have somebody saying I'm allowed to speak up, if somebody says about me, we're not allowed to have any kind of representation. We're not allowed to have almost anything. And nobody's seen anything like it. In the history of our country, there has never been a disgrace like what's going on right now. So you know what? I have the right to speak. I have freedom of speech, just as other people do. But they've taken away the Republicans' rights. And I watched today as certain very talented people wanted to ask questions, and they weren't even allowed to ask questions. Republicans. They weren't allowed to ask questions. It's a very sad thing. Go ahead.
Sir, with your freedom, were you trying to intimidate Ambassador Yovanovitch?
I just want to have a total, I want freedom of speech. That's a political process. The Republicans have been treated very badly. And I watched a little bit of it today. I wasn't able to yesterday because we had the president of Turkey here, and I wasn't able to watch much. I watched some of it this morning. I thought it was a disgrace. When we have great Republican representatives, people elected by the people, and they're not allowed to even ask a question, they're not allowed to make a statement, we're not allowed to have witnesses, we're not allowed to have legal counsel, White House counsel, it's a disgrace and it's an embarrassment to our nation.
Now, you just heard, and the questions go on. I was watching this during the break, so I had them back it up. Are you going to intimidate the ambassador that he fired years ago so she's mad at him? She had no evidence of anything? By you speaking and saying you're innocent? Sending Alex Jones said we're appointing Obama officials whose husband was on the Mueller probe. He had a grim reaper. Yeah, on another segment about Epstein dying. I mean, it's just can't ask questions, Only they can ask questions. And then if you say, I'm innocent, it's like, oh, my God, you're intimidating us. But you heard Trump. He says, not in the history of our country has this happened. Yeah, not in the history of the country has the president and the Justice Department put up with the censorship and the persecution of the American people. And Julian Assange, you told Mr. President to release the info. You did. And he did it. And he's literally dying in solitary confinement. He's been in court and can't even talk. Well, George Soros elects all the DAs around the country to indict everybody. And his demonic demon son is publicly post photos of him doing Aleister Crowley rituals. That's not even in WikiLeaks. Little bug-eyed devil worshippers would just get to piss on us and do whatever they want. Just run around crazy. And Ed Buck and Schiff and their Aleister Crowley rituals. And it comes out and nobody even, it's just like, is what? Big fat pedophiles invading schools in Colorado and other areas. They don't even tell the parents when men come dressed as women in the class and the kids sit on their lap and they go, oh, horsey, horsey. I mean, that's what these people are doing. And they're getting you ready for a lot more. They're intimidating you to bow to them. And then it's weird when I get upset and say I want to fight back and say no to them. They go, Judge, Alex Jones is threatening everyone. He's calling people to surround the White House and civil insurrection and all. I did no such thing. You're liars. Just like you said, Roger Stone was a criminal and should be held in jail because he was directing me with the insurrection. All Roger said is only God can save me now. Only a miracle. Ask for prayer. That's in Politico. He said that as well. You can't say that. I'm innocent. I pray for God. No. No, you will not call on God either. Literally, you will not call on God. You will not call on the people. You will not call on the president. You will take it lying down because we went to Harvard and Yale and we've got law degrees and we are your masters, America. And we're going to take everything you've got, your children, your property, your health, your guns. Because we are chicken neck perverts. And that's what perverts do when they're in power. I've never seen anything like it in my life. And people say, why are you pissed at Trump? Well, I mean, I know the Democrats are evil. I know they're trying to destroy everybody in the country and trying to bankrupt the nation, trying to sabotage the dollar. And I mean, I know that. And then the president sits up there and tweets at these people and eloquently describes what crooks they are. Wonderful. You know, does Trump secretly work with the deep state? And then he just holds our hand like he holds somebody's hand at hospice. I'm not saying that, but you know, you could start saying that because if Hillary was in doing all this, nobody put up with it. But you see, if Trump's in there, and all this persecution and censorship and control goes into place. And then he always, you know, acts like he's fighting it, but never really does anything about it to stop it. I don't know. It's just food for thought. Because Roger Stone did nothing wrong except get the president elected. And maybe Trump's doing the right thing and pardon him right away. That's good. But you don't wait a year till the election. Roger Stone will be dead just as sure as the sun came up this morning. And yeah, I've got a lot of energy. I'm fire breathing right now. And I'm a little radioactive. Love the crew. They're doing a wonderful job. I seem pissed in here. It's not at them. I just am faced with absolute pure evil. And I know it's evil and it admits it's evil. And it's parading back and forth around in front of me. And the average man I see in Austin is getting out of their pickup truck or out of their Porsche with their golf bags and they're all into themselves and their perfect sunglasses and all the rest of it. And they're losing their country and everything, but they don't see it as their political. They just go work the corporate job and keep their head down. And that's how they get ahead when they're living off people that fought for the platform that allowed all this to be developed. And I'll tell you, that's who I'm really pissed at, that the men of America would let the government and a whole bunch of states keep babies alive after they're born to take their organs. Like men feel safe. They think their kids are safe. And that the so-called churches are nothing but smiley face social clubs where Joel Osteen can try to look like a Ken doll up there and prance around with name it and claim it stuff. And I'm not even trying to attack him. It's just imagine if those churches did something about the devil worship and the open borders and the global government and the new world order and the mark of the beast and the cashless society and just all of it's happening. And you go to these churches, you don't hear a damn word. Man, 30, 40 years ago in churches, I heard about everything and it all came true. Those were real churches. They had vision. They had discernment. They knew what was coming. They had the Holy Ghost. You don't hear any of that in these churches. And you don't feel the Spirit of God in them either, do you? Well, let me tell everybody, all the cowards out there. I don't mean our audience, but the cowards. You think you're going to sit on the sidelines while all this evil goes on? You're going to get drug into the game by the New World Order. And it's going to be more horrible than you could ever imagine because you were lazy and stupid and cowardly. And everything you've got is going to be taken. And you're going to beg for mercy and no mercy is going to come. About a month ago, President Trump announced that he was going to move his domicile from New York City to Florida, where he's always said he planned to retire to. And the left got so excited. They said, oh, he's about to resign and leave instead of facing impeachment, and he's running to Florida. Well, now we know why the president did that. He knew the leftist-controlled appeals courts were going to say that he had to give up his tax returns so they can pore over them and harass every business partner he's got. They want to terrorize people that he's worked with. And by moving his domicile from New York to Florida, that gets around the New York law they passed to get his tax returns that are supposed to be private. So all those people out there holding their breath for the president to resign, in his words, we're kicking the deep state's ass, and he's never going to resign. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said, it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is, there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Nixon confidant of Roger Stone, also formerly his lawyer, but not in this case, is meeting with Roger, and they're talking, and he'll be with us, should be with us next segment. I'm taking your phone calls right now. You know, I really love Trump, and I like the fact he's there instead of Hillary, and I'm going to take a few calls now, but I'm going to briefly at the start of the next segment have a message for President Trump, because I know what Trump's doing, I know what he's being told, and I know the calculus that's going on in his brain about Roger Stone. And this is a lot bigger than Roger Stone, obviously. And that calculus is not good. Roger Stone is not a fart in church that we just try to pretend didn't happen. Trump needs to run towards this and pardon Stone and point out how it's all a fiasco, just like the fake impeachment. He had a press conference, and we went and checked. Reportedly, he didn't talk about Stone. And just like he doesn't talk about Julian Assange anymore after he told Julian Assange to release the info. And that's a lack of loyalty. And it's not good. You know, we've been right about everything we told Trump. All the moles, everything. And, you know, instead he just brings in all those candy asses. Because everybody's trying to play it safe. Well, playing it safe got us where we are. Not playing it safe got Trump elected. And he's the key player that's got the political power and right to stop all this. And leaving us twisting out in the wind is not good. I'm going to stop right there. Who should we go to first here? Let's talk to Chris in Tennessee. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the air.
How's it going, Alex?
Man, I am fired up and just in war mode.
I hear you. I'm a little saddened about what's going on. I'm thinking at a certain point, when do we admit that Trump isn't a white hat? I mean, he still hadn't pardoned Assange. The indictments haven't come. And what you said, you hit the nail on the head earlier, I think. Like, would it be smarter for the globalists to just have Hillary in, or would it be smarter for them to have Trump in and just act like he's on our side?
Well, I don't think that, but we have to start introducing that idea because I think he's just surrounded by the swamp. He listens to advisors. Oh, don't say much about Roger because, you know, he's been convicted. That ties you to stuff during the impeachment. Oh, give me a break. The whole thing is a fraud. Everybody knows it. Call it. And all their attempts to say, don't talk about whistleblower names, don't talk about jurors, all of that is just pure mafia tactics. He was just talking about in the press conference, so talk about Roger. And it's just a sign of what's going on. He's done a lot of stuff like saying America's good and it's good to have borders that the globalists don't like. I mean, Trump has good instincts in many ways, and I don't think he's a bad guy. But you heard Pachinik, and they've done an assessment of him. Pachinik's smart. Trump is not a wimp, but he's not as, you know, tough as he says he is when it comes
he's
to
easily manipulated, it seems like, maybe. I mean, Trump's done great stuff, like pull us out of the TPP.
Trying to end these wars. Yeah,
but it comes to a certain point where it's like you say, he hasn't stopped the censorship. He hasn't, he still hadn't pardoned Assange.
Look, Giuliani stood up for him and went after the deep state, and now they're trying to indict him. I guess he'll just, now we're talking about just cutting Giuliani loose. Give me a break.
Well, don't you think Giuliani's kind of shady? He was probably involved in covering up 9/11 when he was mayor.
Oh, there's no doubt that he knew about bigger stuff and went along with that. I'm talking about the season we're in now. And yeah, but Giuliani is a smart guy. He's corrupt. I don't think he's out to get America. And I think that's the issue. And they sold to them, okay, we let this happen on 9/11 to get organized and stop the Islamic invasion. That really wasn't why they let that happen. But you're absolutely right. God bless you, Chris. Boy, I'm crazed mode right now. We're going to talk to a bunch of other callers. Tom, Johnny, and Kale, and Jeff, and Steve, and Danny, and Tyler, and Wild. We want all your calls. And Tyler Nixon, Roger Stone's confidant, who's with him right now, is going to be joining us on the other side. If Roger talks to us, he goes to prison. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria, it recalcifies the teeth, it does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver whitening toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it, and I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Facebook. Facebook and Instagram banned conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
I am now completely banned.
Now, InfoWars, of course, is that web show and website led by rageaholic Alex Jones.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
These people aren't terrifying or anything.
But there's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
These are very extreme individuals, and no matter what anyone tells you, they are extremists, and that's why Facebook decided to get rid of them. Basically, they've deemed these individuals to be dangerous, is what Facebook is saying. Those individuals include people like right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Organizations like Media Matters have pointed out consistently how Alex Jones and other InfoWars pages had just simply circumvented any ban by starting a different account or going on Instagram.
If you don't like someone on Facebook, don't follow them. It's not that hard to figure out.
Facebook, are you going to do something about the liberals who call me the N-word? No, because big tech is only interested in going after conservatives. You know, the really dangerous ones.
Dangerous as in saying things that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't like.
President Trump retweeted Paul Joseph Watson twice and a brief video by InfoWars Millie Weaver. Social media's hall monitor, Brad Stelter, was not very happy about it.
He is promoting the same alternative universe as InfoWars.
Back to your point, though, about the InfoWars presidency, I want to know, and I tweeted this the other day, what is the difference at this point between Trump's Twitter feed and InfoWars.com.
InfoWars content is useful to him. InfoWars personalities align with him.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
But don't worry. These people aren't terrifying or anything.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Gentlemen, let me explain something to the deep state and to the establishment. The deep state gets so scared of deep fakes where you can take video and fake it. I mean, hell, Hollywood's been doing that for decades. And Running Man, written by Stephen King, turned into a movie. The government can show one person that really killed somebody, but then put somebody else's face on it with computers. It's set in the future. I think it's even set in like 2020 or something, but that's how crazy all this is. This morning, I'm working out, and my workout partner goes, look at this funny video that your son, Rex, tweeted. And as soon as I saw the video, I called Rex up this morning. He's 17, about to finish high school. And I said, you said that I sent you this video. And he said, oh, I just did that as a joke. And I said, well, okay, somebody's taking a blue screen of me. That's footage that I shot a while back to send to Carpe Donctum. I've talked about this on air so he can make some memes. We did a lot of the funny things I've done on air over the years so he could put my head and body on different things. And then I guess somebody in the process has sent out this green screen video trying to track down. Now I'm told I'll be in court over this for corrupting minors. Now, remember, ABC News showed a guy that looks a little bit like me when a kid hits him, pushed the kid down. They took me off YouTube. One of the reasons was beating up a child. It was all over Forbes, AP, Jones beats up child. Wasn't me. Never did it. It was all over ABC News. Not me. But see, and my son this morning, he thought I was kind of being a jerk. He goes, come on, Dad. I'm 17. It's a joke. Somebody sent it to me. Everybody loves it. And it's just some, I guess, looks like from the 90s rap video or something. And I literally, the courts and people, I've got to do affidavits and stuff now this afternoon, don't understand green screen. And it's the same thing. Imagine at the higher levels, these courts. When federal prosecutors come in and tell them Jones is threatening to overthrow the government and armies are going to attack D.C. and you've got to arrest him and Roger Stone and put him in jail. They want insurrection. And these judges are like, they did that on the internetsies? And I've literally been in court before with judges that are pretty smart, you know, and, I mean, you know, just not savvy about internet going, I've been on the stand, they've gone, what's a meme? And what's a gay frog? I had it a family court thing a couple years ago, and I'm like, a meme's just something funny. It's, you could have like a newspaper, you know, picture a newspaper and draw a mustache on somebody. And it's funny. It's a meme. It's just you take something and then you put something on it and it's like cave drawings. And it's in the news. Jones babbles about cave drawings. I mean, it's like, it's insane, ladies and gentlemen, but that's the level of scrutiny. We have a Grim Reaper on here to ask it what happened to Epstein as a joke. That turns into threatening jurors. Has nothing to do with this, with Roger Stone. I get asked by Carpe Donctum, and he didn't even put out this video, to shoot some green screen. And I have talked about dumping out raw green screens. People can use it. I guess that's what's happened. I'm trying to find out right now. And then somebody puts this to it, and then people think I'm dancing with women shaking their butts and that I really did this with my son. So I'm getting questions like, did your son shoot the video? And I'll be in court sitting there going, no, I did not shoot the video. No. And they're like, well, what, how are the women behind you? How does a weatherman walk up there and there's a map of the United States? It's a freaking projection. I mean, I didn't used to think I was smart. I know what it is. I'm just a moron and the rest of the public, like, have lobotomies or something. But that's where all of this goes in this country. So the establishment doesn't even know what's going on. They have no idea. They're talking about singularities and all this power and all this control and how they're going to do this and that. And they have no, they don't even know anything. During the break, I'm explaining how I'm going to have to explain in court. And I said, what if I was in the street with a bunch of women shaking their butts? They're not naked. Well, it's just not good for kids to have, you know, to be out with their dad with the women. It's like some 1990s video someone put behind me. And they won't understand it. No one does. Civilization's over, man. I don't even know what to do anymore. They're on the news saying it's illegal to say who the damn whistleblower is when it's not. And then it's like, don't talk about it. You might piss the system off when you talk about how dumb they are. And the system's not dumb. They're just busy and ignorant and focused on their own little speciality. But the public is, I don't know what planet they're on. So here is the footage that I wasn't going to play. They showed me this morning. But I assure you, I was not out in the streets in the 1990s with women behind me shaking their butts. Carpe Donctum wanted me to do some of the funny things I've said over the years, and I have sung to this song before, I think once. And that's it. So they put me over it. It's my crime. I'll probably go to federal prison for it. Here it is.
Booty, 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 booty everywhere. Rocket everywhere. Rocket everywhere. I know this new booty. Come give it right to me at the Players Club for a month or two. I forget all those songs. Oh, yeah.
And they go, next, do move, bitch. Move, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Move out the way. Next, they'll have video behind me. And go, I mean, oh, my God. I apologize to callers. We're still waiting on Tyler Nixon to get on. I'll go to your calls. I swear I'm going to shut up when we come back. I'm not even complaining. I just don't know what to do at this point. I don't know what to do at this point. I mean, you can have the lawyer for the whistleblower saying, I like to represent pedophiles and get them national security clearances, and saying, I like to go to Disney World and water parks by myself and takes pictures with little kids behind him. And he goes, I admire little girls on his YouTube page, and says he likes Jeffrey Epstein after he's arrested and says he'd love to be associated with him. He says, I want to be associated with Jeffrey Epstein. I don't think it's a problem. But he's the good guy, though. But the internet has green screen of me. I was in court once. They were asking me what TikTok is. And I'm just like, you know, like, was your child really in Spain flying in a helicopter? I'm like, no, it puts clips together. You will swear under oath they're not in helicopters in Spain. I'm like, no, they're not in helicopters in Spain. It's a clip. It's TikTok. It moves clips together. You can't help them. It's all over. It's all over, people. Collapse of civilization. Total mental retardation everywhere.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have approved proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
About a month ago, President Trump announced that he was going to move his domicile from New York City to Florida, where he's always said he planned to retire to. And the left got so excited. They said, oh, he's about to resign and leave instead of facing impeachment, and he's running to Florida. Well, now we know why the president did that. He knew the leftist-controlled appeals courts were going to say that he had to give up his tax returns so they can pore over them and harass every business partner he's got. They want to terrorize people that he's worked with. And by moving his domicile from New York to Florida, that gets around the New York law they passed to get his tax returns that are supposed to be private. So all those people out there holding their breath for the president to resign, in his words, we're kicking the deep state's ass, and he's never going to resign. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, Infowars.com, and Band.video, and that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever, and that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at Infowars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I've been
let's go ahead and talk to Tom in Texas, active duty police officer, his view on the Democrats weaponizing the judicial system. And in all the years of our history, nothing like this has ever happened. That's all confirmed. Not the fake impeachment, not what's happened to Roger Stone, where they packed juries with Obama and Clinton officials. I mean, it's just unprecedented. What's your view on this, sir? Thanks for holding.
Yes, sir. First of all, thanks for taking my call, and prayers for Roger Stone and blessings on InfoWars, because y'all are the only one telling the truth to anybody. Just want everybody to know that. Real simple. I know we all want to do things. Like I said, I am active duty law officer, but as God says, there's a time for everything, and we've been legal and lawful, and look what it's got us. God put Trump in to give us a second chance. Has he done good things? Yes. But he has allowed people like Roger Stone and WikiLeaks and everything else to go on for us to have our hands tied behind our backs while we think we're in a fight. Well, we're losing. And it's time to get hardcore, and it's time to get extreme, because we're losing our country. I'm predicting Trump will be impeached, because look what they've done. They've silenced you. I've been banned from Facebook and Twitter multiple times. Roger Stone has been convicted. Everything is falling apart. Trump has not stood up for the internet censorship. We cannot speak anymore. We've lost our country. As you've said today, we live in clown world. Now is the time to make a stand, because if we don't, Alex, I'm afraid we're not going to have a country to come home to. This truly scares me with the ever fiber of my being. I've seen horrible things in my line of work, and the way this world is going, I don't know what's going to happen anymore, brother.
Well, evil thinks it can do whatever it wants, and you're absolutely right. And when we look at what's happening to Roger Stone, again, it's not about Roger Stone. It's about everybody.
No, Roger is no.
I mean, we're not just saying that this trial was a kangaroo court. It's flagrantly on so many fronts. I'm not going to list it all again. It's mind-blowing. They let the right-wing watch run by Soros blow a rat up at the entrance. They let people jump out and put signs over him saying criminal, guilty, Russian spy. If anybody tried to have a pro sign anywhere blocks around, they'd arrest him. The judge saying, you're not allowed to call for a pardon. You have no speech, or I'll put you in jail. The prosecutor's calling for my arrest. All of this is just insane.
We have is the Christian crowd and the Republican crowd, and I'll tell you why. Because we are loud and proud to scream our voices in our church houses and on shows like this, or in our private homes where nobody can hear our conservative or whatever thoughts you want to call them, anything that's not from the devil, liberal. Now we need to stop singing our own praises and patting ourselves on the back and get out in the world and actually say something. And the best thing we could all do, I wish I had the means and the time and the way to go to Washington, D.C. myself, stand in front of the White House as you have multiple times throughout your career, screaming my head off for people to wake up, because nothing else is going to work. I was at the Trump rally in Dallas whenever you came by on the armored truck. I loved it. It made my day. Just seeing that made the smiles on people's faces. You could see a light in their eyes they haven't had in years. If we don't see more like that, we're going to lose everything. I see people in my line of work where they're going to go along with whatever. I mean, if gun confiscation comes, I've heard them flat out say, well, I got to keep my job. I'm going to do what I got to do.
Well, do they have any idea what that's going to trigger? Again, they're not thinking a few steps down. God bless you, and I appreciate you, sir. Thanks for calling. Yeah, they're scared of InfoWars because they're scared of the idea of standing up. They're scared of the idea of taking action. They're scared of the idea of people that don't bow to them. And then once you start bowing, it's like dominoes. There's no end to what we don't bow down to. Let's go ahead and talk to Johnny in Florida. Johnny, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Sad day today, man. I'm just wondering what we're going to do here, man. I ended up calling the White House a few times to the point where one of the ladies who answered the phone said, don't you got nothing better to do? And now if you call the White House to leave a message for Roger Stone, for the president, they've shut off the recording system. So my question to you is, What do we do, brother?
We got to go stand around there with bullhorns and demand a pardon. That's what they say is terrorist and criminal and can cause violence and insurrection. I guess they're going to try to send Antifa to stop us because we're not planning anything violent. But that's what they're afraid of you. They always tell you, oh, go protest over at the mall, and the media ignores it. No, surround the White House with bullhorns. I can tell you the Secret Service, everybody supports us. And just let all the cowards in the White House, because Trump's good, but he's surrounded by cowards, know that don't run from Roger Stone. He was wrongfully convicted. It's a kangaroo court. Don't say, oh, well, Hillary lied too. Say he's pardoned. And again, that sends a message that it's fraudulent and that we don't just sit there and let their judicial tyranny. He's got a Justice Department that's either corrupt or compromised or scared. Well, Trump's got the executive power to checkmate. You've got higher courts that can overturn, you know, convictions and things. Well, the president can do that too. And the people are going to stand with him. He needs to pardon Roger Stone. It's that simple.
With you, men like Donald Trump and Roger Stone, but it really feels like we're being picked apart now. It feels like we need to look to you for the right guidance and what is our next move, because if we just sit around, brother, guess what? It ain't going to be long before your standard for count. And then what are we going to do without you?
Well, everybody has to continue on whatever happens. And I'm telling you, this corrupt system's going down. And Trump doesn't want to move too fast against him. He thinks that they'll be able to use that. No, we need action. And that's obviously the right thing. What's dangerous is letting them continue to do all this craziness. It's that simple. We need indictments now. We need Roger to be pardoned. It's not for any Russia stuff. It's all made up. He didn't do anything. And I think the president will do the right thing. But that shows they're getting a lot of phone calls. If they call and they don't even have a recording system or they ignore you like that, that is outrageous. We should find the regular lines. There's other backup lines. They probably diverted that line. They have to keep the lines open by law. Look up alternate numbers, the White House, please, guys. And let's give out other ones. That's the main switchboard, 202-456-1414, 202-456-1414. They'll have to turn it back on later, so just call tonight and call tomorrow. Again, if you live in the area, get in there and bullhorn and say free Roger Stone. They're trying to threaten and intimidate all of the people around him. And, you can also, while you're still allowed to be on Twitter or whatever, we have the free Roger Stone that David Knight tweeted out. And people can print that off. I'm going to put that up on InfoWars. You can hand print that and say free Roger Stone, InfoWars.com under it. That message hung up around everywhere sends that message of the power of the people on the ground. Like, we'll post that to the live feed article on InfoWars about Roger Stone convicted, faces 50 years in prison. We'll add that flyer in there with InfoWars.com on it as well, because I want my John Hancock on that baby. And then I think everybody should print that out and hang that up. Also with InfoWars Lives, with my picture on there, because they hate those images of the resistance. Thank you so much, Kale. More calls straight ahead, InfoWars.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
InfoWars presents The Alex Jones Show.
You supporting the broadcast over the years is why we're still here. So that's why you spreading the word is so critical. And that's why buying the products is critical, because these are great products you already want and need. And then you literally couldn't thumb your nose at the globalists more by holding us up against their onslaught. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. We've never gone a week and a half over with a sale. Usually 2-3 days. I'm always busy. But this time, I just haven't done it because we're selling out a lot of stuff. We've already had big specials. I don't know how else I'm supposed to have big specials. 40-70% off. off. Storewide free shipping. Double Patriot points. A lot of stuff sold out or is sold out. Some things came back in, like DNA Force Plus. Turbo Force, the protein bars. Vaso Beast is about to sell out. We've got a lot of great water filtration, air filtration. There's just so much great stuff there. Do your shopping there. Sign up for auto ships. You can support us every month or every 2 months. Click cancel anytime for free. Get 10% off on the order you're making. We know it's less than 1% of the listeners that actually buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're also the ones that call in. They're the 1%ers. So we salute you and thank you.
InfoWars.com/show.
Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, nine others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws. I've made a lot of predictions that have come true, but I'm here to tell you most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I know what they'll find, it's in their mind, it's what they want to see. Baby from the right, here comes the night, and here I stay, waiting for darkness. I'm waiting for darkness.
The globalists want darkness. They want to shut down our speech. They can do whatever they want to us, whenever they want, however they want. Tyler Nixon, longtime Roger Stone confidant and friend. He's also been his personal lawyer, but he does not represent him in this criminal case where he's now been indicted on all counts, facing 50 years in prison for thought crime, getting Donald John Trump elected. I talked to reporters that were in the room today, and they said that it was just spectacular what was going on, claiming that Roger and I were planning some insurrection and violence and he had to be put in jail and all the rest of it. Tyler Nixon cannot confirm or deny that. He won't talk to me about that on the phone. He said, whatever I say is going to be on air, and that's it. So that's how much tyranny we're witnessing, and that's my view, not his. We have to preface all of this. So, Tyler Nixon, I know you've been with Roger basically all day. I don't know what you're going to tell us. I don't know what you can say because, you know, they'll punish Roger for our speech. I'm told by reporters that he's not even supposed to say, pardon me. He's just supposed to, I guess, just put his head in the noose. But Tyler Nixon joins us via audio Skype, and thank you for coming on with us, Tyler.
Well, it's always good to be with you, Alex. I wish we were together under better circumstances. This whole thing has been such an incredible, astounding abuse of power on the order of tyranny the likes of which I don't think this country's ever seen, frankly. I mean, the criminalization of politics, the criminalization of political activity, opposition research, where investigating your opponents becomes obstruction of justice, where, you know, a man who's a private citizen who was grilled by partisan adversaries, enemies, really, in a closed door secret committee hearing, is then charged with crimes over their gotcha questions. You know, a handful out of nearly 600 questions posed. The same people who had who had up to 6 months before that essentially accused the same witness, Roger Stone, of treason, involving, you know, WikiLeaks and whatever whatever they were cooking up at the time. And these are treated as though they're disinterested investigators, as though they're impartial, objective, truth seekers, you know, Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell. And then on top of that, you have this, this loose leftist, militant witness, quote unquote, Credico, who is just a disgraceful, liar as far as I'm concerned. He is a liar. He's had multiple different stories that he's told. His whole version of events evolved, whereas Roger's told the same thing from the beginning. He basically gaslit Roger, giving Roger the impression that this guy Credico had some connection or some sort of inside information, none of which Roger ever received anyway. He never had any kind of inside information. Even Julian Assange himself came out and said, Roger Stone has only said what repeated or, you know, confirmed or went on the air and talked about what we had publicly released already. So there's no underlying crime involved. Even if they were speaking, it wouldn't have been a crime. Yet Roger Stone is caught and snared in this. You know what it is? This is a malicious prosecution by partisans who are intent on taking the head of the highest trophy, so to speak, trophy target that they can, that it is connected to President Trump. And it's a disgusting miscarriage of justice. And I would like to say again, I speak for myself only. Roger Stone does not even know that I'm appearing on this. I don't speak for him in any way. This is my own opinions. You know, having been an observer there, I'm not on his defense team. I've advised him.
Sure. And we've already added those provisos. I mean, look at how this country's paralyzed under Soviet style tyranny. It's a giant political trial. Roger wasn't supposed to point out that there was never Russia collusion. They said it wasn't about Trump, the judge said. Then the whole prosecution was about Trump and playing clips reportedly of me every day out of context. And then I heard from reporters that they were saying that we were planning an insurrection and violence. And so he had to be put in jail and that the gag continues when that's unconstitutional. And you won't even respond to that when I've talked to you off air. You won't tell me how Roger is. I mean, I guess just, I mean, this is in America. These gag orders have all been found unconstitutional in the past, haven't they? But, oh, that's a gag order on the case. So Tyler Nixon probably can't talk about that. Can you talk about the weather, Tyler Nixon?
Well, it's damp and dank here in Washington, as always, even when it's a sunny day. You know, this place is a cesspool of corruption. I mean, think of the Kafkaesque insanity of, you know, where they call exposing their corruption, digging up dirt. You know, it's like the emails, for example, that WikiLeaks released. How would they be dirt if they weren't dirt? If they're just these own people's communications showing what corrupt, manipulative, ruthless megalomaniacs they are. And it's treated as though, oh, well, we're trying to manufacture, you know, they accuse us of what they're constantly doing. They've seized control of sections of our government, law enforcement, the most important. The president himself immediately trumped out, not necessarily direct support for Roger, but he said, you know, Stone here, a private citizen and a consultant and, you know, admittedly a, hardball politico, someone who doesn't run around wrapped in sanctimony and phony, self-righteousness like our, you know, his opponents do, which is why they hate him because he really just, you know, is honest about who he is and what he does and frankly about who they are and what they do. But they're the ones wrapped in sanctimony. He's the one going down while McCabe, Stroke, or down the line, all these liars and fabricators, Brennan, Clapper. Brennan lied on public television, an open hearing before Congress about tapping, wiretapping.
He said that the NSA has never listened to one American. It's like saying Santa Claus doesn't wear a red and white suit. Now let's expand on this though, of what you're able to get into as Roger Stone's friend. Can we talk about how's Roger doing? Or is that okay with Judge Jackson?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm an American citizen. I'm a patriot. I'm a veteran, who served in combat, service. And, you know, no potentate, you know, self-appointed, authoritarian, whatever have you, leftist Obama appointee is going to tell me that I can't speak out about what I choose to speak out about. And, you know, the bottom line is that Roger is a fighter, and you'd be surprised. I mean, he's resilient. I've never seen someone so calm and, you know, cool and collected and resolute in his case, because he knows he's innocent, you know, and it's, you know, one would think you'd be outraged, you'd be broken down. But, you know, Roger is a fighter, a survivor. He's endured a lot in his life. I mean, this is a horrible thing to go through for he and Nydia, especially, you know, Roger's a family man. You know, he may be a bare knuckle brawler, when it comes to the political realm, but, you know, behind the scenes, he's a good guy. You know, he's somebody.
No, right. He is tough. I've kind of described it as, you know, scared of the judge and all this, but what else is he supposed to do? Caught in the jaws of this thing. We should all be praying for Roger. And, you know, I'm told by callers, when you call the White House now, they just don't even let you leave a message and say, why are you wasting your time for Roger? That's the type of people they have answering the phones. Trump's just surrounded by trash. I'm sure some of the folks answering the phones are good. Here's an alternate number, 202-456-1111, 202-456-1111, 202-456-1414. Trump needs to pardon him, doesn't he? I mean, I guess if there's a gag on the case, are we even supposed to say that sentencing is February 6th? Or I guess you can't talk about that.
Well, first of all, stonedefensefund.com, because now, unfortunately, we've got to get into the appeal phase, because I think there are definitely areas to be looked at for either reversible errors or, you know, hijinks or just, you know, incompetence in certain cases. I really think that he has some avenues there. But the bottom line is stonedefensefund.com. Anybody who can give a hand. We, you know, Roger needs it. I mean, this is just really a backbreaking thing for anybody to go through.
Sure, Tyler. I mean, specifically, though, I know you can't confirm or deny any of this in this great tyranny we live in, but I mean, I heard this from reporters about the prosecutor, the lead guy, talking about how he's going to be put in jail, and I do because we're planning to hurt public safety. Did you hear that?
Oh, I mean, I can tell you about that. There was an open court. So, you know, as soon as the verdicts were in, you come to the judge's decision as to what, you know, whether she's going to release him on his own, you know, not recognizance, but basically release him under his conditions that he was being, you know, existing before for his conditions of release until the February 6th sentencing.
Hold on, it's a cliffhanger. Short break, come back with Tyler Nixon, final segment, then War Room with Owen Schroyer. It's just insane what's going on. Stay with us. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver Toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.video, and that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever, and that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square. There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines. More than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here in the last segment of InfoWars Live. I'm going to go over and co-host the War Room from 3 to 6 p.m. with Owen Schroyer and Kale. I mixed up names earlier, sorry. Kale, Jeff, Aaron, Wild, Danny, Dominic, and Tyler. If you call the other number in the next 5 minutes, we're going to open it up to the other studio. I will go right to your calls. We can go ahead and fade the music down. Thanks. We will go right to your phone calls right as we start the next show. InfoWars.com/show. The live show is linked up at DrudgeReport.com. We'll add the feed of the War Room there as continual live coverage of the Roger Stone show trial. Tyler Nixon, confidant of Roger Stone, he's also a lawyer, but not the lawyer in this case, was there and he witnessed some of what I heard from reporters, these bizarre statements about wanting to keep Roger in prison because we're planning some sort of insurrection. So this is more incredible prosecutory attempted tyranny if confirmed. Tyler, I'm all ears. Believe me. Tell us what you saw.
Well, so basically, just to pick up where I left off, she has to decide whether he can be released or, you know, because normally a defendant could be taken when they're convicted right then and they can march him off. And this Jonathan Kravis, the lead prosecutor, stood up and started going on about how Roger had violated the gag order previously and that given that the presumption is now against him because he's been convicted and that something about Alex, he said Jones. I don't even think he said Alex Jones. He said something about Jones' comment, indicates that the defendant had violated the blah, blah, blah. And we think because of the community interests and basically said he wanted Roger carted off to prison right there. I mean, these people are twisted, sick individuals. They are malicious, malign, soulless, as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, whatever. I don't really give a crap what they think or have to say or whether I'm commenting on this. Again, these are my comments, my observations. But and thankfully, I will say for the judge, she was very measured about it. She said, look, I don't have any reason to believe Mr. Stone has complied, you know, since the gag order kerfuffle. He had appeared at every appearance. He's been there with, you know, bells on, so to speak. And he has complied with everything. And she said, I have no reason to believe he would violate it. So I'm going to let him, you know, be released
conditioned upon his continuing to have a gag order on him, which I find totally outrageous. It's outrageous in the first place because, I mean, he wasn't even convicted of anything. He was simply accused, and he had his First Amendment rights eliminated right there because, you know, of her taking recognizance of media reports.
I mean, I was told by the media reports also that Jacinda Fairbanks is saying that Rogers said that he fears for his life in prison like Epstein.
Yeah, I would if I were him. I mean, honestly, you don't ever know.
But why, as his confidant, are you not allowed to say that, yes, Roger fears for his life? Because it's the case. The man fears for his life in these dangerous deep state run prisons, and we should be able to say it. I mean, if Roger told me he fears for his life, I should be able to say it, damn it.
I mean, he's never said that to me, but I mean, I don't think Roger's a pretty fearless guy. You know, he's definitely not. There's little.
Well, when he says that, I'm saying, you know, he's worried they might Epstein him.
Well, I mean, I'd be worried about that as his friend because I mean, they're so ruthless and so hateful toward, I mean, just the hatred that you could just see. These are angry, evil people who have just malicious, malign intent, and they have, really no concern about like the man's family or anything. It's about notches in their prosecutorial gun belts. It's about, you know, doing one for their overseers like Hillary. And, you know, all the people behind the scenes, you know, I have no doubt that they've been back channeling with Adam Schiff all along, you know, in violation certainly of the Intelligence Committee rules, as well as, who knows what other DOJ ethics and other, you know, regulations might be violated. But,
and as Trump said today, have you ever seen what's happened in the history of Congress during impeachment, it being in the Intelligence Committee and Republicans can't ask questions?
No, I mean, the whole thing is just a staged. And, you know, what's sad is that the treatment of Roger Stone was like a prototype for how they've rolled this out, and nobody held them to account. For example, when they heard his testimony in executive session, and the Intelligence Committee rules explicitly say that you shall not, and they sign a written oath in addition to their oaths of office saying they will, you know, obey those rules. It says you will not disclose, discuss, or even cause to be disclosed or discussed any information provided in an executive session. Adam Schiff wasn't minutes after Roger Stone's testimony on the air and Swalwell discussing and disclosing his testimony, and nothing happens to these people.
And let's go further here. The Justice Department and federal law enforcement at the top has been doing whatever they want to Mexican drug cartels and stuff like that for a long time. Now they're going after the political media class, treating us like we're hardened criminals, like they are, a lot of them. And people aren't going to put up with it. And that's it, period. Well, just because they called me last week a mafia don, intimidating witnesses, and had federal prosecutors that Obama appointed calling for my arrest in the news doesn't mean I'm a criminal when they call for Don Jr. to be arrested. And, of course, now it's come out. Of course you're supposed to say who whistleblowers are in the press. But this is the hoax where a federal prosecutor calls up the media and tells Google, block the name Eric Ciramella, and they did it. That is so damn dangerous.
Yeah, this is the definition of fascism, Alex, when you have large corporate entities that control major portions of, say, an economy, in this case, you know, information flow, and they work hand in hand with an authoritarian government where you can't tell the difference. You can't tell where, you know, the digital media complex, you know, massive information complex ends and the government begins. And then, you know, they're exploiting it. And it's all one way. And the reason they're coming after us and after, you know, you so hard is obvious because you're effective and they're scared. You know, otherwise they wouldn't care. They don't go after people who are irrelevant to them. So it's kind of a badge of honor and an homage to your effectiveness. You know, that they're coming after you and Roger Stone. And, you know, the president must pardon Roger Stone. End of story. I mean, I cannot believe that he would let his longest standing soldier who took the hits for him. Roger could have pled out and basically made up a bunch of stories like some of these witnesses have, like some of the people who testified against him and perjured themselves, and gotten off, you know, with no charges. He could have made this all go away if he had just made up lies about the president. He said, I will not do that. I will never do that. I will never testify or give false witness against the president. And, you know, he took a hit from, frankly, Trump's DOJ. This is under the authority of President Trump that this was done, and Roger Stone was prosecuted. And President Trump needs to start using his authority to right these wrongs and to mitigate the destruction being done by his political enemies, who are absolutely insane with power and are ruthless. And, you know, we need to stop playing games. He needs to start using the executive
authority. Well, Tyler, you're on fire. I know you've been with Roger all day. Hell, he might be there in the room, but we can't say.
He's not.
You got another lawyer there. You were telling me about him. He should come on. Is there any way?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there any way you could take like a 10, 15 minute break or an hour break, whatever you need, and come on the War Room with Owen Schroyer next?
I would. I just confirmed that actually. I will absolutely come on and we'll try to get the video fixed up too.
By the way, that's Roger Stone's old show that now Steve Bannon has his show called War Room.
No kidding. Yeah. I'll tell you what, Steve Bannon, you know, I don't know how these people can be considered as anything but adversaries, if not enemies of the president, to go in and throw Roger Stone under the bus as Steve Bannon did with a bunch of nonsense about, you know, this vague testimony about Roger Stone being an access point for WikiLeaks. Where's the evidence? Not to mention, where's the
evidence? I was in on all that with Roger when he was talking to Bannon, and he told me, I told Bannon we're trying to get a person to talk to him to find out what it is. We're told it's Hillary. That was all over the news. This was totally innocuous, insane garbage. Tyler, how long until you're on the War Room coming up next? I want to have your associate on as well. I'm told he's well-spoken lawyer that has a lot to say.
He is. What did you want to how long till I can come on?
How about we take
I would need to maybe about a half hour in.
Yeah, that's perfect because I got a bunch of callers that were left on hold here. I'm going to go to the War Room now,
man.
And then in 30 minutes we'll talk to you. God bless you. StoneDefenseFund.com.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks, Alex. We'll talk to you in a bit.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. We're going to end this live transmission. It'll be archived. It's linked up on drudgereport.com in the article link there. Powerful 4 hours. I'm going to go over. Owen's going to start up. He's going to go right to your calls for Kale and Jeff and Wild and Danny and all the folks that have been holding. They're kind of leaving him in this studio. Maybe we're just going to go out of this studio, the show. That's what we're doing for the next War Room. We're out of the other studio. Okay, I'll let you guys call the shots. A lot going on here. Great crew. You're changing things minute to minute as I give them new directives. So thanks to the crew. Thanks to all the listeners and viewers. I'm going to end this show, the Alex Jones Show, the War Room with Owen Schroyer, formerly Roger Stone Show. It's about to start. Owen's going to be over there the first segment. I'll be joining him second segment. We'll get through your phone calls. Then we're going to have Tyler Nixon, who witnessed all this, back on. You can see he was saying more and more as he went. He's a great patriot, great Army veteran, great lawyer, of course, in the whole Nixon family. It looks like Richard Nixon, interesting guy. Great guy. Straight shooter, too. You know, we're talking Boy Scout. We're going to be talking to that fella coming up in the next couple hours at Infowars.com/show and band.video. The War Room, Owen Schroyer, easiest place to find it. It's Infowars.com/show, second show down. War Room or band.video, whatever show's live, goes right to the top. Please keep spreading it and sharing it. They don't want this information out. They want it silenced. They hate you and your family. Spread the links.